Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joining forces with the Trump campaign has been the most unifying act we've seen in America for years.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption? And that's what President Trump told me that he wanted. He also told me that he wanted to end the grip of the neocons on U.S. foreign policy. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Wednesday, August 28, 2024.
And
strap
don't
yourselves
you want
in.
A president that's going to make America healthy again. Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
And right after Bobby Jr. gave support, Tulsi Gabbard followed.
Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, if you love our country, as I do, if you cherish peace and freedom as we do, I invite you to join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people.
Following this historic political realignment, less than 3 months from the 2024 election, Mark Zuckerberg admits that he censored information on Facebook at the direction of the federal government. It doesn't take a prophet to see what's coming next. The rising action of this story is leading to a massive response, something big enough to suspend the elections.
If they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos, as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but you know, who knows?
4 years ago, Klaus Schwab warned us that a cyber attack is coming that will make COVID pale in comparison to its devastation.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
And just this month, the World Economic Forum posts an article entitled Four Global Risks to Look Out For in the Post-Pandemic Era. The article suggests that no matter what the official outcome of the 2024 elections is, the people will not trust it, and says that democracy has been in decline for 18 consecutive years, and the people are looking for something different. The article cites the WHO, saying that the COVID pandemic was the greatest threat to mental health since the Second World War, and that a new eco-anxiety is likely to escalate as governments fail to transition away from fossil fuels fast enough. The article suggests that 50% of jobs will be wiped away by 2027, and that a violent backlash against AI is inevitable. It warns of an era of unexpected, destabilizing shock events, where a new global extremist group emerges, which may use AI to kick off a new phase of terrorism, such as an intentional cyber pandemic. This goes along with the Rockefeller Foundation's Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, which says if the people reject the new AI control grid, the system will have to resort to violence and deceptive.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide with 68 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 33 seconds to the most important election in world history. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. And we better wake up and get out of our trenches, or the New World Order is going to eat our lunch. We're 144 days out to the inauguration of Trump because we got the 76 days of hell once he gets elected. Chase right now with 68 days left. We are broadcasting worldwide from the Embattled Studios in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, ladies and gentlemen, wait until we lay out the news today. The governor yesterday, 2 days ago in Texas with the task force, went through the voter rolls and found 1.1 million ineligible fraudulent people on the voter rolls. Over 500,000 illegal aliens and dead people. And with that data that they've been collating for months, they then raided a bunch of Democrat Party offices of state reps, you name it today, running the illegal alien operations. Kind of a big deal. And all over the country, they just pulled 100,000+ illegal aliens and dead voters off the rolls in Nevada. And they're pulling them off all over the country where Republicans have just a sliver of control. That's why the Democrats are in total panic mode. And that's why you have the New York Times and the Washington Post and even CNN coming out and openly saying that Kamala is weak, phony, ignorant, and shallow. Think about that. That's the establishment now turning on her. Why are they doing that? That's a very important question, because you can say, well, that's just the New York Times. Well, that's just CNN. They don't have big audiences, but they are the mouthpieces of the New World odor. And you can smell it. It smells like death because it is. We have this incredible stack. I could spend all 4 hours on this stack and these videos alone. Then we have Jack Smith indicting Trump again, and it's basically double jeopardy. because the Supreme Court said he did the stuff he did on January 6th, which he's not been indicted for a crime there. Tell people to be peaceful in the Capitol. He's been indicted for questioning the election, which even if he was wrong is just right, but the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, Trump lost Georgia. We lost Georgia by 7,000 votes. Michigan by, what, 11,000? He goes on from there. And you've got hundreds of thousands of illegals and dead people voting per state, and they barely won because they'd already lost despite all the fraud. They had to then close the polling places in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and other battleground states, put up paper, no matter what state they were in, over the windows, kick out the Republican poll watchers, even though it was 7-1 Democrat in Michigan, and it is again, there's lawsuits over it, and then bring in those special truckloads of ballots with Joe Biden on them and feed them into the machines, but it still wasn't enough, so they had to rerun the same ballots in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in other states, over and over again. And they still, because they were just like, woo, just get a few extra thousand till he wins. We're tired and quit. They didn't, you know, they could have fed in hundreds of thousands more, but they got tired. So they would just get right, like a liberal, right, just barely even half-assed get the theft done. And now in Michigan, they have the attorney general put in by Soros and the governor put in by Soros and other states saying, we're going to arrest you. We're going to indict you if you question the election. And you're a poll watcher, even though that's your right and duty. They are so scared right now because Trump's 20 points ahead nationwide, 10, 15 points ahead in battlegrounds. They only got a margin of 10% fraud. RFK Jr. just came in, brought at least 6-7 points in. That's why they announced yesterday in Wisconsin and in Michigan. Now they're saying other states, they're not going to let him off the battleground state ballots, hoping the constituents are dumb and vote for him instead of Trump. And the deep state can also steal elections by having some of the votes go in for RFK instead of Trump electronically. So it is just absolutely wild what's going on. And then you dovetail all this with the letter that came out 36 hours ago from Zuckerberg saying, I was told to election meddle. I was told to cover up COVID. I was told I was following orders. The Nuremberg defense that you're just following orders doesn't cut it. Then it's set to pass committee and go, and they say they have the votes. SB 1414 makes raping a child punishable by two days in county jail. Not the 20 years in prison. You should get more, but that's the law. There are 20 years. They're repealing the law. Not one day of prison will be spent. And meanwhile, in the UK, the government has announced if you say you're sorry for rape or stabbing someone, you get no jail time. And they are letting people out who have murdered people with machetes after 6 months in prison, in jail. And it's because their victims were white. You cannot avoid this. It is a fact. UK Prime Minister Starmer ignores rapes, stabbings, robberies, instead calls nationalists who are tired of it, Nazis. Also, the deep state Democrats are getting really desperate. So this story itself isn't that important, but it's important to understand what they're doing. I reported almost 4 weeks ago when she had a pretty big crowd in Michigan, in Deerfield, that they had said that Taylor Swift was going to be there. Because I saw that in the comments, hey, where's Taylor Swift? And it was Democrat real accounts, like the low level. And I saw they'd already bait and switched and said other big stars would be at other events. Then it wouldn't be that star, but it'd be a lesser star. They would just advertise on radio, hey, free concert this Wednesday. And they'd get there and the concert would play and then everybody leaves and Kamala's standing there alone. So at the DNC last week, as you know, they announced those surprise guests, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, oh, a bunch of, oh, they're going to be there and use big influencers not even low-level ones, very brazen, like Lemon, to do it. It's the same thing about we're going to give you free, you know, no tax on tips. Well, they'll do the opposite. Or we're going to give you all this other free stuff. And, of course, they never really give it to you unless you're an illegal alien because they want to have a real incentive for new voters. They already got you as a Democrat voter. They don't care about you. Remember, Hillary famously said, thank God Democrats are so dumb. I'll get to this later. Now, on the official Kamala Harris for President X account and everywhere else, they published a fake letter from Tucker Carlson and said, well, Tucker Carlson, even though we disagree with you on a lot of things, we're glad you agree we should ban all semi-automatic guns. Now, it's not Tucker's handwriting. It's not Tucker's signature. They just say Tucker, then imply it's Tucker Carlson as another hoax. It's all they have got. Like Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. Where's the clip? Never said anything like it. Or Alex Jones harassed families of dead children and peed on their graves. Where is it? Where's the evidence? It doesn't exist. But people weren't awake like they are 6 years ago when they were on every channel every day for years. Alex Jones pees on graves. Well, that bastard. That's what they do. So now Tucker Carlson wrote a letter calling for banning guns. No, he didn't. But they don't care. It's all part of rooking you. It's all part of scamming you. They love, you know, for these Satanists, the journey is the destination. They just love lying and scamming and frauding and stealing and poisoning people. And if you look at them, at Jack Smith and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and King Charles, they're all a bunch of scum. So, of course, they hate themselves, so they project that hatred onto you. Also, in just the last few days, so many articles, I can't even keep track of it. Five athletes have collapsed with heart attacks, young athletes, and, of course, one of them died. 27-year-old football player dies after suddenly collapsing during match. It's just the new normal. And all the major studies admit, including Harvard, it is the shots. But they go, oh, but the risk of COVID's worse. No, it's not. That's a lie, too. The numbers are there. Wow, so it's just hidden in plain view now. Yeah, the shots are causing massive heart attacks and blood clots and strokes. Big deal. Turbo cancers. Who wants to live anyways? You know, we're just killing you. Ha ha. But like you're easing yourself into a hot bath and then turning the heat up even more, boiling the frog. That's what's happening to people that aren't waking up in this. They are succumbing to it. Then we've got a ton of news today we're going to be getting to. We also have some huge guests I'll tell you about coming up at the bottom of the hour. And this is a viewer and listener participation Paul Revere sport, where you fight for your lives. Really, it's gladiatorial, isn't it? And so, trying to stop World War III, trying to stop poison shots, trying to stop poison 5G, trying to stop poison GMO, trying to stop the poison endocrine disruptors. And that's why you need to go to Infowars.com/show and band.video, the live Alex Jones feed section. And the easiest place is X, Real Alex Jones. Follow us there. And take the live show feeds of this broadcast, an American Journal with Harrison Smith, and the War with Owen Schroyer, where these guys have incredible guests and incredible callers and incredible analysis and breaking news. I think we got some pretty powerful guests, too. Tucker Carlson yesterday. Dr. David Martin tomorrow. Other big guests I'll tell you about coming up today. But most of you are already awake, probably no more than I do in many cases. What's the goal here? Well, it's getting new people to understand how grave the situation is. You know, you can sit there and see some UN-paid hack or Pfizer hack wear their little white lab coats on TV and say, hey, I'm a doctor, I'm the science, don't question me. Just like I could put on a Stetson open road hat and tell you that I'm a cattle baron, but I'm not. You've got to look into actually what somebody's bona fides are, what their actual credentials are, what their history is. And when you look at the Democratic Party and the globalist parties around the world, they're the biggest pack of lying criminals the world has ever seen. Now, my family does actually own cattle, and I've actually worked around cattle my whole life, and I've aided doing cesarean sections on cows and horses, and I've run electric dehorners and personally, you know, dehorned up to 500 cows a day, and I've do a pretty good job riding on the back of a horse and putting a lasso around a cow's horns and dragging their ass into a pen if I need to. But I wouldn't even call myself a cowboy. Hell, probably in the aggregate, working 3 years on ranches altogether, I'm a nobody compared to those guys. But the difference is I'm not all hat, no cattle. But that's what you're dealing with when you deal with the establishment. They don't care about you, they hate you, and they are frauds. So if you see Chuckie Schumer, you know, suddenly telling you that he's a world champion bull rider, like Bobby Steiner, my good friend, you're not really. And that's the difference. And I saw this little hat I've got, the closet there, and I said, I ought to make that analogy, so I just did. But I am proud of Texas leading the way against election fraud, and we'll get to that at the bottom of the hour here in about 12, 13 minutes after we go to break here in about 10 minutes. So, I've got massive news, massive information, totally insane stuff we're going to be covering today, and two guests on the broadcast as well. Actually, three, because Daniel Estulin is an amazing source of info. That guy's got the intel. Stories he's given me behind the scenes, the sources he's got are next to none internationally, all over the world, from the Middle East to Russia to Latin America to Europe to Canada and the U.S. He's lived in Russia, Spain, France, you name it. He's worked, hell, he said it himself, let it slip out before. He's worked in international intelligence groups. But he's going to have massive news on what's really going on with the election and with the arrest of the Telegram owner and how dangerous that is in the fourth hour. And we have an expert on the poison shots joining us. We'll also be looking at the economy and more. But let me go ahead now and just show you some of these headlines, and then we'll drill into these bad boys when we come back. Breaking: New York Times turns on Kamala, publishes numerous op-eds on weak, phony, and ignorant Democratic Party. Breaking: Kamala agrees to pre-taped joint interview with Walls on CNN. Pre-taped with her little buddy, like she's sitting on his lap and she's one of those marionette dolls. You know, that's sit there and you're a ventriloquist and he talks. He's got Kamala in his lap and he's sitting there moving the hand in her mouth. He's like, Kamala, how you doing? And she's, I'm doing really good here. Oh, yeah, I'm suddenly talented. Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Well, Kamala, you're very smart, aren't you? What's your IQ?
My IQ is 180 high.
Yeah. I'm not that good at it. So that's coming up. CNN's Dana Bash awarded first interview with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. O'Leary roasts Kamala Harris for hiding from the press. Come out wherever you are. Counselor, come out wherever you are. You think a couple whacks to my good old boy guts are going to get me down? You got a lot to learn, counselor. Zuckerberg admission of government censorship complex gives new life to Murphy versus Missouri Supreme Court case with plaintiff Jim Hoffman. We'll get into that. Majority of Democrats, voters, clueless about Kamala Harris' radical positions. That's how they want to keep it. RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, on today's Democrat Party. I'm shocked. I'm saddened. I'm worried for them. They've lost their soul. Massachusetts GOP demands information on 1 million shrouded in secrecy spent on migrants in the state. They're organizing them to vote. Totalitarian, unconstitutional Tim Walz ban on Christian teachers set to hit schools in just months. Yeah, you didn't know that? Policies of Kamala Harris drive evangelicals towards Trump. Far-left presidential candidate Cornel West says Kamala tried to buy him off. Well, of course he did. California Democrats vote to force taxpayers to subsidize $150,000 down payment on homes for illegal aliens. And then Trump reposts photo with RFK Jr. captioned the strongest anti-establishment ticket in American history. Flip-flop, Kamala Harris now supports spending hundreds of millions of dollars building Trump's wall. That's just some of what we're going to be hitting. But first, when we return, I want to hit the election meddling stack. Dun, dun, dun. Jack Smith and all of it. And in here is Texas raiding the Democrat Party offices. Oh, and what did they find? Total criminal activity. And, oh, a little Tweety Bird, because I know they already know this. I'm not letting out information that's not known. I'm not giving the enemy a heads up, because they're being watched. Act Blue is going to be having some visits very soon in Texas. In fact, might even be, oh, it's all hilarious. So let's just say this. America was somewhat asleep 4 years ago when they stole the election. I mean, people thought they were awake. They were like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, it's worse than you can think. I mean, every time I think I'm overboarding it on how bad it is, it's almost always, in fact, the biggest mistake I make is underestimating the evil of the bad guys. Oh, that's my most common mistake, or I butcher names, or I flip dates around. And I listen to rebroadcasts sometimes, and I'm just like, I listen about an hour, and I'm like, oh, I found two mistakes. What is my problem? It's teleprompter-free, and the brain twists stuff. But I'm not getting things wrong on purpose. These people, again, are lying on purpose. So this critical stack is coming up when we return. But I'll say it again, my Paul Revere's. Share the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the links at Man.Video. Share the links at Infowars.com/show. That's the coordinates to this broadcast. And for whatever reason, this broadcast is very successful with the truth at getting people that have been on the fence to wake up. And 37% of the country doesn't vote. And we're trying to get them to vote so that we get Trump in. And it won't be perfect. And Trump's going to be handed all these globalist disasters, but it's going to be a lot better than Kamala and Walz who are going to try to finish the country off. So this isn't a lesser two evils. It's total destruction and we're doomed, or we got a fighting chance. I'm going to go to break. Please remember, I can't do this alone. I need your help. This is not a one-way street. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I need you to patronize us. I need you to be our patrons. I need you to go to drjonesnaturals.com that has incredible products that will blow you away that you will love if you'll just try them. drjonesnaturals.com. I'm going to say this again. My favorite product on there is not even the Nano Silver Toothpaste that's amazing and all the other great products. It's Next Level Foundational Energy that is not a stimulant, but has an incredible, hits in 30 minutes, stimulant effect. And if you're actually deficient and your cells don't process folic acid properly, like most white people's don't, that's just a genetic defect in whites, it's a fact, particularly Northern Europeans, you will feel it massively. So be careful. Don't take the regular dose of two. Take one the first time you take it, if you're Northern European particularly. But everybody feels, black people, you name it. It's the breakdown of folic acid into methylfolate with a bunch of other key natural compounds that supercharge it and cleans out your cells and lets them have optimal energy. And it feels amazing, like you had five cups of coffee. Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack, but you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. And I am so honored to be your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's get to Kevin O'Leary talking about Kamala Harris hiding in the basement. She's now agreed to her first interview since she was selected and installed with zero votes in the primaries, like Ronald McDonald or Grimace or the Hamburglar. Or Lucky Charms, or the Tooth Fairy, zero votes. She is now going to do a Dana Bash softball interview with her handler. I guess she'll be sitting on his lap, again, like she's a marionette doll. And It's going to be taped so they can cut out any gaffes. Now, she's agreed to a September 10th debate on ABC News. Trump has agreed. She was trying to have it one-sided with her rules. He wants CNN rules, the same rules they had on CNN with Biden. They've agreed. So Trump last night said, I'm in. Now, you know we're going to be covering that. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. Covering the DNC, we had more viewers than I thought we would. We actually had a lot of viewers. But that was pure torture. Though we did get the nice clips of them saying lies and expose them, so it was well worth the torture. But, man, I feel like that took years off my life last week. This is going to put the years back on my life because Trump is going to mop the floor with that idiot. She cannot talk without a teleprompter. She is a complete moron. And so get ready. Here's Kevin O'Leary.
There is no scenario where the president of the United States can't head up a press conference. Under any scenario, every president has been able to address the press, and in the good times and the bad times. She has to start talking to the press. Period. There's no optionality. There's no scenario where anybody would be comfortable, particularly in the swing states where swing voters are thinking to myself, what do we got here? Why won't she talk to the press? I'm asking it from a policy guy. I need explanations for these policies because I have to invest on these policies. I have questions and I don't get any answers. I'm not being unreasonable. Come out wherever you are and talk to the press.
Well, let's hear a little bit from Kamala herself. Here she is.
On a different front, Axios this week reported that President Trump, if he gets a second term, will sort of dial back, for lack of a better term, DEI programs that the Biden administration has put in forth. I know you disagree with that. I obviously believe that you don't want him to get a second term. That said, if that does happen, what do you think that would do to race relations in this country?
Well, let me say we're going to win, so it's not going to happen. But I think that, listen, today is actually, I believe, an anniversary in terms of Dr. King, right? And I was just in Selma and we celebrated it, well, acknowledged the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. I think it's really important that we as Americans always embrace our history, the parts that we're proud of and the parts that we're not proud of but that we can't forget. And we should all agree that we should teach history, we should learn history, if we're to ever have an accurate idea of where we want to go and where we don't want to go in the future. And that means also acknowledging the importance of diversity. It means acknowledging the importance of the fact that everyone should have equal opportunity to compete and equity. And then, of course, inclusion, that, you know, hey, let's look around the room and see who's not here, and did we leave the door open?
She is on drugs and drunk in that clip, but I've got a clip even worse, obviously, of her bumbling and babbling and saying things that make absolutely no sense. And it's not like we're cherry-picking these. You can watch any live event she's done where she does any substantive talking, and she sounds stupider than Joe Biden in his deep dementia-riddled brain. So, again, why did they select her? Because she's the perfect puppet. She will do whatever she's told and remember none of it a week later. Remember, she says 2/3 of Americans died during COVID. Not even 1 million died. 2/3, 220 million people died. And it's not like she says it in one speech. She said it in a bunch of speeches. Here she is.
Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right?
Space is exciting. It spurs our imaginations and it forces us to ask big questions. Space, it affects us all and it connects us all.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
When we talk about the children of the community, they are the children of the community.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time.
So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
A mother who pays a coyote to transport her child through their country of origin, through the entire country of Mexico, facing unknown peril to come here. Why would that mother do that? I will tell you. Because she has decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values, and it's gotta end.
To be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border, do not come. Do not come. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
She is beyond moronic. How do they find this lunatic? All right, let's get into the serious stuff now. This is obviously broke last night. Jack Smith indicts Trump again in D.C. following Supreme Court presidential immunity ruling. I've read the ruling. I've talked to lawyers. My first take on it was accurate. I put a report out last night. This is double jeopardy, basically. Now, you can argue that it's not, and that's what they're going to try to do, but the Supreme Court should shoot this down as well. They indicted Trump for questioning the election, which is his right as a president or a citizen. He was never convicted or indicted for anything on January 6th. They tried to take him off the ballot for that. That was pure fraud. The Supreme Court said they would strike it down, so those states removed it, Maine and Colorado and a couple others. And now he has refiled it, but they're saying it's more limited, and I have the indictment I'll show you, to him, quote, questioning the election integrity, and they say that wasn't a presidential duty. When he was still president and Biden was president-elect, on paper, Congress hadn't certified it yet. So, total fraud. Jack Smith indicts Trump again in D.C. following Supreme Court presidential immunity ruling. Trump slams deranged special counsel Jack Smith's desperate indictment as unprecedented election interference, the greatest sabotage in our history of the election. Special counsel files reworked indictment against Donald Trump, January 6th case. Prosecutors have not dropped any of the four charges they had initially brought against the former president. The Supreme Court and the judge set to strike that down completely if they don't remove it. However, the newly retooled indictment has carved out some of Trump's alleged conduct, including allegations, about the attempts to use the Justice Department to promote his false claims of election fraud. My goodness, he asked the Justice Department to investigate, and they refused, William Barr. But then meanwhile, you see the current Justice Department running around indicting people and threatening to indict people, as well as state attorney generals indicting people in Arizona, Michigan, you name it, Georgia, for investigating it. And here's the actual indictment filed in the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. So, let's start getting into the election meddling news on other fronts. The fix is in. Michigan Dems SOS makes threatening video warning election officials not to question the next cheat if you don't certify the election results will come for you. So they've got the Soros-appointed attorney general, and then other local prosecutors, and this is an excellent Gateway Pundit article, it's long, with a whole bunch of statements and clips of them threatening the children, and we've had to bleep this out, but that they're going to kill the children, hurt the children, and they're cussing. This is state reps saying this as well. If you question things on election night when they cover the windows up and have trucks drive them and everything's supposedly not counting and they're still counting, and I've been to the main election center in Detroit where they did this, because TPUSA had an event there, it's a convention center, and it's just incredible to actually be where the election was stolen. So I've got a clip here of a representative making these threats, also posted it on X, and on Infowars.com. This is Democrat State Representative-elect Abraham Aisha threatens the children of Wayne County Board of Canvassers member Monica Palmer. Here it is.
And what that tells us is you, Miss Monica Palmer from Grove,
which has a history of racism, are deciding to enable and continue to perpetuate the racist history of this country. And I want you to think about what that means for your kids who probably go to grow up, and when they see all their black classmates and they know that.
Unbelievable. And those black classmates, the full clips on Infowars.com, know that you're a racist white person. So he's basically threatening race war. Michigan Senator obliterates Soros-backed SOS Jacqueline Benson after she loses 8th election-related lawsuit. So everywhere, the establishment's being caught red-handed in how they stole the 2020 election in Michigan. Big article, huge article, very lengthy, going over all the details at GatewayPundit.com. Texas AG Ken Paxton launches election fraud raids on Latino Democrats' homes, including state House candidate and local mayoral offices. Officers seized 65 cell phones and 41 computers. So these are illegal alien processing centers where they have the Democrat Party, the lawyers, the social workers. They all get a cut of the welfare money and the jobs they make them get. If they don't pay the money into them, they're then deported. They have total control, slavery, over this permanent underclass. This is a big deal. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has ramped up efforts to ensure the integrity of state elections, including a comprehensive investigation into allegations that nonprofit organizations are unlawfully registering non-citizens to vote. And then they do major polls in many states. Up to 14% of the voters are illegal aliens in the Democratic Party. This push aims to preserve the sanctity of the electoral process and prevent any potential illegal interference in local, state, or national elections. This is real leadership. That's why they tried to put Paxton in prison 3 times. Investigators from the Texas Attorney General's Election Integrity Unit, as well as the governor's office, have been conducting undercover operations to identify and crack down on voter registration activities that may involve non-citizens. And you've seen James O'Keefe go out and expose this in Texas in the last few months. This is the same unit that in June 2021 arrested Monica Menendez in Victoria County on multiple counts of election fraud. Menendez was charged with 7 counts of illegal voting, 8 counts of unlawful assisting a voter by mail, 8 counts of unlawful possession of ballot, and 8 counts of election fraud. And, of course, last week there were big raids in Houston on Democrat Party election officials who were caught reportedly, allegedly, absconding with ballots and sabotaging Republican ballots and Republican precincts. In a statement on Wednesday, Attorney General Paxton expressed deep concern over these findings. And he goes over it. Early findings from those recent operations have revealed the various nonprofit organizations, the NGOs, have been setting up booths outside Texas Department of Public Safety, driver's license offices, offering voter registration assistance to the illegal aliens. They're targeting non-citizens right in front of the state police. It's like driving in a 40 past a state trooper at 120. There's a copy of the wide-ranging search warrant left with one of the people targeted. LULAC volunteer Linda Martinez, 87, of San Antonio, offered a window into the investigation's interest. The warrant ordered the seizure of all electronic devices at her home, allowed for the opening of documents that were business, organization, and election-related, and authorized swabbing of DNA according to the warrant. The purpose of the search was to look for evidence of violations of the Texas election laws regarding vote harvesting and identity fraud. Yes! Yes, Ken Paxton! Yes! Yes, Governor Abbott has gotten out of the way on this. Yes, 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 yes. And, man, Ken Paxton, who I've been on the air with before and talked to, really nice guy, has been persecuted for 7 years being a good guy in government. And he may not be the most exciting speaker, but, boy, he's got the big elephant balls. Melinda's home was also forcibly entered in the early morning of August 20th, according to filing from the attorney officers. Woke up Melinda, his wife and 2 young daughters, and rummaged through the residence for several hours, the attorney said, searching through the living space, closet, kitchen, bathrooms, garage, and family bedroom. Officers seized 65 cell phones and computers and storage devices, the filing said. And it just goes on from there. And, of course, with this, they'll have a roadmap into the rest of the operations. And look, you can't swing a stick and not find this here in Texas. Can't swing a stick in the dark and not find it. That is some good news. Look at this. 1.1 million ineligible voters removed from Texas voter rolls in the last 2 days. And they're not done yet. including 500,000 that were dead people or illegal aliens. That's KXAN. You want to see the newscast? You know what? I don't have time to play the newscast, but I'll get to it later. But we're going to air that KXAN newscast. Here's a gov.texas.gov. Governor Abbott announces over 1 million ineligible voters removed from voter rolls. And it continues with election meddling by the Democrats and how we're exposing it, election theft. Robert Kennedy Jr. will stay on Wisconsin ballot as well as Michigan after Election Commission defies his own request for removal. So they try to take Trump illegally off the ballot, and then because Kennedy wants off in the battlegrounds to make Trump guaranteed win, they're like, no, you stay on the ballot. Now, to their credit, but Nevada is so razor thin they think it might actually help the Democrats, they are taking him off the ballot in Nevada. Pennsylvania, Georgia, other states are still to be seen. He's trying to get off there. Leftist Justice Brown Jackson says she is prepared to rule on disrupted presidential election. The others aren't saying what they'll do. You can't make this up. Public-private partnerships, government and private groups still collude to, quote, target misinformation, which when they call it misinformation, you know it's probably true. Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee laments big decline in tech collaborations in 2016. That's right, big tech's trying to stay out of it or joining Trump. Not the biggest companies. They're just sitting on the sidelines and giving secret support to Democrats, but more and more of the medium-sized and small companies aren't. House Dems pressure Federal Elections Commission to censor Grok, that's Elon's AI art generator, before election, critical for democracy. They say they're trying to pass laws to make it illegal to use AI to put horns on Kamala in front of a hammer and sickle. Anybody looking at that knows it's a joke. Anybody looking at that knows, oh, look, they're nice to Trump and they're mean to her. Well, go use it and create stuff that's anti-Trump, dumbos. Free speech means political speech is the most protected. Meanwhile, to illustrate how the communist Chinese are involved worldwide trying to subvert our countries, Chinese agents reportedly use illegal tactics to threaten Canadians' 2021 election, documents show. Yep, Chinese folks that are Canadian citizens, they're being harassed by the CCP, and you've got Trudeau basically in a lip lock with the CCP and saying he admires most Xi Jinping's dictatorship. Would you like to see the clip? I probably played it 500 times, because that doesn't sound true. Like, Trudeau endorsed and said the thing he admires the most is Xi Jinping's basic dictatorship. That's a quote. I'm not going to play it again. If people are lazy, don't want to look it up, that's fine. It's real. But I just want to say, good job, Texas. I am very, very excited for what Ken Paxton is doing, so I tip my hat to you, good sir. And boy, they're already trying to indict him again. But we're in a war for the Republic. That's what comes with being a soldier of truth in the fight for the future. All right. That is a lot of information, isn't it? And I've actually got a whole nother stack on election meddling by the Democratic Party and attempted election theft. But the tide has turned. So let me hit this last point. I'm going to go to break and come back with the next hour and all the other news. Wait till you hear what transgender athlete who competed in male division recently did at a Paralympics. Oh, if they can men can compete against girls and dominate sports, how about saying you're handicapped when you're not? All right, we're going to be talking about that and more coming up. Now, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, without me even looking for these articles, so I'm sure there's more, but those are key mouthpieces, have all come out, and when the rule is never say a bad thing about the Democrat Party nominee who's installed, and they have said that she is weak, phony, ignorant, shallow, which, of course, is an understatement. And to me, the question isn't the statement is true. Why are they doing that? Well, I'm going to talk about that when we start the next hour, because that is the $64 trillion answer. And I'm not sure, but I've got a good idea. why they're doing that. It's not to look fair and balanced. They've already lost most of their audiences. No, there's a couple different scenarios here that I'm going to talk about next hour. If they've already installed Biden, then removed Biden, installed her, they already tried to kill Trump. I've talked to a lot of really smart people that I thought were probably just trolling. Trump has done it. Others have said it. That they may still remove Kamala and install somebody soon. And you're like, that sounds outrageous. Yeah, with only 60-something days of the election, they'll do anything. But that's probably not it. That's either that or they know Trump is unstoppable. And then we should talk about what they're going to do once he gets in and get ahead of that and how they're going to try to sabotage the Trump administration. But that's why the deep state's panicking, because bringing in RFK Jr. that knows he's really smart about everything and all these Tulsi Gabbards, all these people can help him fill his government with patriots. And we won't listen too much to RFK. We'll make sure they're not leftists, but people that actually go after the corrupt globalists. But he's going to have a lot of great people that are super conservative and nationalist in there as well. So let's just say this. The establishment is not pleased. So I'm going to get more into that next hour, but I kind of gave away my view on that, but I'll elaborate. Now, before we go to break, remember, we have incredible products that will enrich your life, empower you, that are amazing, that you just need to believe me. Just like my information's super accurate and hardcore, our products are amazing. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, it keeps us on the air, just for that reason alone. But I want you to just give a donation. I want you to see it as a donation, get the product. You're going to love it and want it again. You're going to want DNA Force Plus. You're going to want Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You're going to want all the great products that are there, like Nitric Boost, that does incredible things for the way you feel and your libido and your energy, but it's really meant to clean out your blood. But the side effects are awesome. The fringe benefits. Get that great product, Nitric Boost, part of the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and check out the InfoWars MD gummies and tincture, 1,000 milligram, super high quality at almost half the price of leading competitors that sell the exact same product. This is just private label for one of the top firms in the country. Focus, mental clarity, anti-inflammatory, experience CBD, particularly if you have pain. But if you don't have pain, it's great. InfoWars MD, CBD, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget our other amazing sponsor with all the nano silver products, other incredible supplements not available at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, Next Level Foundational Energy, that's very special. DrJonesNaturals.com. Without you, we fail. With your support, we win together. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're back into hour number two. I want to hit in this short segment a really important story. I mean, in and of itself, it's just ridiculous, but it's a tactic the deep state globalists are using. So last night, Kamala Harris's official ex-presidential candidate installed by the deep state Twitter account, X account, put out a fake letter, supposedly from Tucker Carlson. And they said, oh, you know, Tucker, even though we disagree with you politically, thank you for agreeing we should ban guns, you know, confiscate semi-automatics. And I'll show you an overhead shot of the letter. And again, they don't say Tucker Carlson, but they're clearly saying it's Tucker Carlson. It's a fraud. And that's just like they do saying Taylor Swift and Beyonce are probably going to be at this tonight, but somebody special will be at the DNC. They did the same thing in Dearborn, Michigan 3 weeks ago. And I was the first to catch on to that because I saw people complaining, where is Taylor Swift? I'm like, she's in Europe, dummies. But they're looking for the constituents they can con. So they put this letter out that even Tucker Carlson supports banning guns. It's like the fake headlines. Alex Jones says in court he's an actor. Where's the clip? Where's the video? Where'd I ever say that? That I'm fake. Never said it. They said Tucker says he's an actor. Made up. Remember that story from years ago? So Tucker trolled her back very quickly this morning. A letter from a fan, Tucker Carlson said. And it's signed Kamala. And he says, Dear Tucker, I can't believe I'm writing you this. And it's written like an 8-year-old girl wrote it, little hearts and stuff. I can't believe I'm, or maybe a 10-year-old girl, you know, remember these love letters in middle school, little hearts on them. Dear Tucker, I can't believe I'm writing you this letter, but here goes. Honestly, I never thought we had all that much in common since college. I've considered myself moderately progressive in the sense that I don't believe in law enforcement, national borders, or the right of American citizens to exercise fundamental human autonomy. You seem like you were coming from a totally different place. I thought I disagreed with you on everything. Boy, was I wrong. The other night I was looking at the internet and saw your conversation with Bobby Kennedy Jr. There wasn't a word I disagreed with, not one. I turned to Montel and said, I was very wrong about this man. So, so very wrong. The way he talks, he's so bold and wise and strong. He's immovable, like a towering oak tree in a windstorm. He sways gently, never breaks his trunk. It's so broad and firm and rooted in the earth. I can't imagine the size of his root ball. God, they wrote this. Probably Tucker. I was so impressed, or Lexi or somebody. So thank you. You've shown me something about myself, if and about the world. I will never forget it. Until we meet, OXOXO, heart with a little arrow through it and a smiley face. Isn't that just sweet? Kamala Harris wrote that to Tucker. Now, of course, we're admitting it's a joke. We're admitting it's satire. They didn't do that. They tried to deceive people because it's all they've got. Oh, there they are in Michigan to see her arrive. And they stuck the whole crowd on the tarmac to make it look big using deception. But it was still, you know, 10,000 people at least. Normally she gets like 100. Seriously, we've shown that. Most of them about 100 people, some like 50. But they told them Taylor Swift was going to be there. And they came boiling out. Also, a bunch of unions ordered them to be there. So caught red-handed. I was just so wrong about this man. So, so very wrong. The way he talks, he's so bold and wise and strong. He's immovable like a towering oak in the windstorm. He sways gently, but never breaks. His trunk is so broad and firm and rooted in the earth. I can't imagine the size of his root ball. I was so impressed. So thank you. You've shown me something about myself and about the world. I will never forget it until we meet Kamala. That's why I love Tucker. So ridiculous. Yeah, Tucker, when I go and speak to a giant crowd of probably 30, 40,000 in Pennsylvania on the 23rd, he won't need any AI and he won't need to say that Beyonce is going to be there. We're going to be there. You're going to be there. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Got a jam pack. Second, third, and fourth hour today. Daniel Esselin with huge breaking news on the wars, on the election, on the arrest. Now they're getting ready to charge him of the founder of Telegram. It's actually bigger than Twitter globally. This is a big deal. And Macron lured him there, saying he wanted to have dinner with him. That's confirmed. That's the police said that. That's mainstream news. Steve Kirsch, incredible tech guru and titan and expert on the poison shots and all the huge developments. He has been on about 4 months. That's going to be big. Dr. Kirk Elliott pops in on some big economic developments as well. Now, I want to get to the story I touched on at the end of the last hour about why suddenly, and I'm seeing this a lot of places, it's a talking point, from mouthpieces like the New York Times, of the establishment, that Kamala is a disaster. For a month, we've been told she's the second coming of Christ and is the most eloquent, incredible orator and super genius since Einstein and Leonardo da Vinci met Wernher von Braun. But that is not the case. So I'm going to give you my take on that in a moment. But first, I got to get to this clip because RFK Jr. nails it when he explains the carbon tax that attacks what plants breathe, and carbon dioxide has been way higher in Earth's history, and it's good for all life, and they lied about it, making sea levels rise. They haven't risen 1 millimeter. Just ask Obama and everybody buying no such front property at 1 foot above sea level. Supposed to be all underwater by now. The ice cap's supposed to be melted, and, you know, first it was supposed to be 2009, then 2017, and now they say 2030. It's pure crap. But they distract from the GMOs and the 5Gs and the genetic engineering and the chemtrailing, which he's now talking about, which is going on. It's government programs. There is no chemtrailing because that's a layman's term, but there is geoengineering going on. And Bill Gates, the Department of Energy, run it. And it's quasi-secret, but even the CIA director under Obama gave a press conference and admitted they're doing it. That's poisoning everything with aluminum dioxide, barium salts. So I'm going to play clip 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The Democrats have become subsumed in the carbon orthodoxy. It's a religion. But they don't care about the gender-bending chemicals, the endocrine disruptors that on record make the frogs, depending on the study, upwards of 90% of them not want to have sex with females and start having sex with males. And then member David Hogg and others said, well, what's wrong with that? Gay frogs are great. Then there's no more frogs. Some species are almost extinct because of the allowable amount of atrazine in the water in studies by Berkeley and others. Sterilize them, gender bend them. And in utero, doesn't make a male fetus female, but deadens the male attributes to the point of sometimes the boys have vaginas but they still have male chromosomes. So it is in the water. And I don't hate people that feel like they're a girl because their mother got atrazine and other chemicals when they were pregnant in the first trimester, particularly in the first few weeks when the zygote's growing. And then like a few weeks in, the sex starts manifesting. And so I've talked about this for decades. They've had all the national news attack me for it. But now, boy, is it mainstream, and the lawsuits are flowing, and that's good because this is going to get turned around. There's lots of chemicals that don't do this. They chose strategically these chemicals in the U.S. It's been exported. Other countries banned it 30, 40 years ago. And I'm just mentioning atrazine. There's a bunch of these, and I've had top chemists on, Dr. Conant, so many over the years, to break this down. And now they admit last week fluoride is destroying your IQ, destroying fertility, giving you cancer. And they go, well, it doubled the recommended level. Well, the UN recommends 0.5% per million. The U.S. puts 1.6 in. So that's triple. And they test some water supplies. They're putting 3 parts per million in. I mean, and you look at stuff like powdered eggs has it in it. This is being done on purpose. It's rat poison. Look it up. They got rid of it in the 50s because it was dangerous to humans, but put it in your water. You just dusted it, fluoride powder, and if a rat or a mouse or a bug walked through it, dead in just a few days. They lick their feet. They get it on because of the skin. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You're seeing this just this big alignment, and even on environmental issues. It's so weird to me because the Democrats have become subsumed in this carbon orthodoxy. And you and I have talked about this, that the only issue is carbon. And what that's done is it's forced them to do something that you should never do if you're an environmentalist, which is to commoditize and quantify everything. So everything is measured by its carbon footprint, how many tons of carbon it produces. And, you know, you're basically, you're putting everything in that kind of box of being able to quantify it and explain its value by, you know, by a numerically. And the reason that we protect the environment is just the opposite of that. The reason that we protect the environment is because there's a spiritual connection. There's a, you know, there's a love that we have. We, you know, I got into the environment because I wanted, you know, this connection to the fishes and the birds and the wildlife and the whales. And the Purple Mountains majesty, and that, you know, I understood that the way, you know, God talks to human beings through many vectors, through each other, through organized religion, through the great prophets, through the wise people, the great books of those religions, but nowhere with the kind of detail and texture and grace and joy as through creation. And when we destroy nature, we diminish our capacity to sense the divine, to understand who God is and what our own potential is and duties are as human beings. And that
I hope what you just said, by the way, is chopped up and put all over every social media platform in the world. When we destroy nature, we degrade our own ability to experience the divine.
Yeah. And that, you know, it's not about quantifying stuff. That's what the devil does. He quantifies everything, right? And that is, you know, what he wants us doing. Put a number on it. And the reason we're preserving these things is because we love our children, you know, and it's because we get, nature enriches us. It enriches us economically and spiritually and culturally and historically. It connects us to those 10,000 generations of human beings that were here before there were laptops. And it, you know, and it connects us to the most important spiritual lesson. All of the organized religions in, you know, that we know of today, the central revelation of every one of those religions always occurred in the wilderness. You know, Moses had to go into the wilderness to listen to hear God's voice and see the burning bush. He had to go to the wilderness at Mount Sinai to get the commandments. Muhammad who was a city boy from Mecca, had to go to the wilderness of Mount Hera on a camping trip with his kids and wrestle the angel Gabriel in the middle of the night, have the first stanzas of the surahs of the Quran squeezed from him. Buddha had to go into the wilderness to sit under the, you know, and wander for years and then sit under the Bodhi Gaya tree to get his first revelation of nirvana. And Christ had to spend 40 days in the wilderness to discover his divinity for the first time. And his mentor was John the Baptist, who lived in a cave in the Jordan Valley and ate honey of wild bees and locusts. And, you know, and then all of Christ's parables come from nature. I'm the vine, you are the branches, the mustard seed, the little swallows, the scattering the seeds on the fallow ground. Because that is where we sense the divine. God talks to us through the fishes, the birds, the leaves. They're all, you know, words from our Creator. And that is why we preserve nature.
Yes.
It's not because of the, you know, it's not because the, you know, the quantity of carbon. And by the way,
I feel what you said so deeply, I can hardly even express it. And thank you for saying that.
They want a global AI system that tracks all your activities and taxes and controls you with a social credit score. That's why they want it. We're the carbon they want to reduce. It's the new Ponzi scheme. It's got to be stopped. And they tell white people they're bad because they're white. They tell men they're bad because they're men. They tell people that have a little bit of money in the West, you're greedy, you're bad, the DNC, when they're the richest people in America. The politicians, per capita. Democrats have over 70% of the wealth. They want you guilty. They want you hating yourself. And Alex Stein did like a 15-minute video of one of his crew members, toddlers. I'm only going to play a short clip of it. Last night, he did it on a show out of the Blaze operation. And it looks preposterous to be telling a two-year-old or year-and-a-half-old, you're bad because you're white, and the baby doesn't understand why he's saying it. But that's how they're teaching this in preschool, they're teaching it in elementary school, they're teaching it in middle school, they're teaching it in high school, they're teaching it in college, they're teaching it in the corporations. I mean, IBM came out this year and said, we're not hiring any more white people because you're bad, because you've got a leg up. You look at the top 9 wealthiest groups per capita in the West, it's Asians. They're not spending their time on average running around complaining. They're working. It's not white people. And good for the Asians being wealthy and successful. We need that. So this is disgusting. So this seems like satire, but it's not even satire. Here's Alex Stein.
Do you realize that you're a white person and you're responsible for all of black people's problems? Because at one point, your ancestors owned slaves. Yes, they did. I don't care what they tell you. Even if you're not related to them, you being white is oppressive to a whole group of people. You are an oppressor. Do you understand that? The earlier you understand that you're an oppressor to not only black people, but also Hispanic people that are here illegally. Yes, you are. You are oppressing illegals.
I mean, it just seems ridiculous, but that's what they're, and they're also trying. They have pledges in places like Minnesota where the teachers have to brainwash kids, particularly autistic, and say, you're really a girl. If you're a boy, you're a, you know, if you're a boy, you're a girl. If you're a girl, you're a boy or something else. The kids just think they're playing make-believe. Then they go, oh, you're in a file when you're age 7. That you really think you're another sex, or when you're 5, they put you in a file, and then they keep it secret in the schools all over the country. Texas, you know, even supposedly red states have these jurisdictions, these districts doing this. And then they progress throughout the school with a secret file and give you lawyers and give you social workers through Planned Parenthood and other groups that induce you into a program that will chemically or surgically sterilize you. This is a cult run by the intelligence agencies with the biggest funders and financiers and BlackRock supporting it and behind it. Waltz didn't just put tampons in all the boys' rooms in public schools and colleges with a giant government grant and a law. He wants to cut their genitals off, and that's being done all over the country. And that should be a litmus test that if you're in that cult, you shouldn't be a dog catcher. Now, I'm going to get later into Kamala and why the deep state's starting to turn against her before the hour ends. But I want to go to our guest. I asked him to come on today because he does a great job and the listeners love him breaking this down. He's an economist, Dr. Kirk Elliott. The promise of interest rate hikes causes silver to soar. Kamala's back with another communist plan, not just price fixing or free houses for illegals, but a plan to tax capital gains at almost 70%. That would kill the economy so quickly it'll make your head spin. Democrat Party communist policies have been in control of White House for 12 of the last 16 years, yet Trump gets the blame. We've got video on that. Buffett sells another $1 billion in Bank of America stock. He already dumped over half his Apple stock. U.S. budget spends 82.9% of all revenue on entitlements and debt. The Federal Reserve, Powell takes and talks about a rate hike in September and lies about their fight against inflation. We've got precious metals updates. We've got a global agenda update on BRICS and so much more. So let's get started in the limited time we have right now with Dr. Kirk Elliott of KEPM.com/gold. If you want silver, if you want gold at the lowest prices you're going to find, ready to deliver now, this is the place to go. And you've seen gold and silver continue to soar with all the inflation and all the industry developments and all the new discoveries where these metals are needed. You are crazy if you have extra assets and you are not seriously giving them a call, and they're not going to rush sell you. They're going to try to find out what you need. Dude, I'm just going to plug up front because he's not even here to plug, but we're going to do it. KEPM.com/gold, and he's a huge sponsor. That is a 360 win, KEPM.com/gold. Dr. Kirk Elliott, great to have you here with us today.
It's so great to be with you, Alex.
Where do you want to start? You sent me, as usual, a great breakdown.
You know, let's start with the interest rate reductions that Jerome Powell just had their meeting with the Fed at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, right? So they always have these meetings and they come out with what the policy is going to look like. Well, now for literally, Alex, over a year, they've said, we're going to lower interest rates. We're going to lower interest rates. And because we've won this battle against inflation, right? Well, if they would have won the battle against inflation, they would have lowered interest rates already. So that tells us that they actually have not, because they're reluctant to do so. But now we're entering into election season and they've got to do something, because if they keep interest rates where they are at these lofty levels, they go into vote with a massive recession. And it was Bill Clinton that said it really good. It's like, it's the economy, stupid. It's your wallet. People are going to vote with their wallets, right? So they do not want to go into November in a massive recession. So they're going to take what they think, and this is where they may be wrong, is the lesser of two evils. And they're just going to lower interest rates some, like what we've said they were going to do. We've said numerous times on this show that they were going to lower them once, maybe twice before the election. Now I'm guessing twice, because they have to try to stimulate the economy so people can go into the voting booth happy that they're doing a good job. They're not going to trick anybody, right? So here's this meeting at Jackson Hole, and they said they're going to lower interest rates, and they're actually lying about it, what they're going to do, because how do you slow down inflation, and you have to actually raise interest rates. That's how you do it. So Powell, in his announcement, said, we've done everything to get inflation down to 2%. This is our goal. It's like, you haven't done everything to get that down, because you're printing money like there's no tomorrow. That is inflation. That's inflation. So here's what, remember last week when we were speaking on the show, we talked about what happens when the Fed lowers interest rates to stimulate the economy. Silver on average goes up over 300% every single time they lower interest rates. So going back to the year 2000, excuse me, we had interest, excuse me, I have something in my throat. We had basically 9/11. 9/11 destroyed the economy. And so they had to lower interest rates to get the economy afloat again. After that, in 2001, silver went up 414%, right? And then in 2008, 2009, when we had the big massive subprime meltdown, what did they do? They lowered interest rates down to a zero interest rate policy. Silver went up over 440%. In COVID, in March of 2020, interest rates are already low. They lowered them a little bit and silver went up over 100%. Now they're going to do it again because they have to, Alex. They absolutely have to try to stimulate the economy so people don't vote in the midst of a recession. Look, silver is about to soar, and Jerome Powell tells us what's going to happen. So you've got this bad economy, and here's where the policies of the left are so extreme. So on that list of articles that I sent you, Kamala's backing Biden's tax plan. This thing is absolute flipping communism, Alex. So what is their tax plan? So they want to raise capital gains. Yeah, that one right there to 44.6%. So that means whenever you have an investment and you're selling it and there's a gain, you're paying the government almost 50%. No, they're not, because look at what they're doing before that. They want to now, part of this is an unrealized capital gains of 25%, meaning they want to tax you on something that you never sold, just on its value. So let's say, this is how insidious this is. Let's say that you had a house and it was worth $300,000 and it grew to $600,000. And so you have a $300,000 unrealized gain. I mean, you haven't sold it. It's just that's what it's worth. So what's the gain? $300,000. What's 25% of that? $75,000. So they would say, hey, Alex, you owe us $75,000 in an unrealized capital gain. And if you had no money in the bank, you're going to say, crap, now what am I going to do? I got tax bill of $75,000. I don't have any money. I'm going to have to sell it to make the money to pay the taxes. When you sell it, you get a realized capital gain of 44.6%. You just paid the government 70% of the value of that growth in stinking capital gains taxes.
So that's French level
communism.
That's French level taxation. I mean, that's as high as it gets.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Now that's just the capital gains, and people still have income taxes and sales taxes and property taxes and everything else, right? So under this communism type plan where they want to take care of everybody, and you've got all these entitlements and you've got all these illegals coming across the border, and Chicago's been the net recipient of pretty much a lot of them, as has Denver, as I look out our window here. And so there's a story that I saw just 2 days ago about this guy in Chicago who has some kind of a loft downtown. His annual property taxes were $23,000 a year. Guess what it just went up to? $128,000 a year in taxes, which means he has to raise his rent by $5,000 a month just to pay the extra taxes. And so when the left and their communist thing say, we're going to attack the rich, who are they really attacking? The poor? The ones that voted for him, the underprivileged, because now nobody can rent that place without paying this exorbitant fee. And they thought they were attacking the wealthy when they're not. They're actually attacking everybody, even the people that they're pretending to help. This is why it is so incredibly important that Trump gets back into office and we pray for his success.
No, I totally agree, but let me interrupt you because you're hitting my pet peeve here. I love you, Dr. Elliott. I'm not saying you're wrong or bad, but you're being kind and you're not naive. Everybody, including Trump, goes, the Democrats are idiots. Don't they know when they skyrocket property taxes or increase capital gain taxes, that's just going to be passed on to the general public? They know when they cut off the pipelines and cut off the oil drilling and won't let us build coal power plants and shut down our power plants and increase prices on fertilizer, they know that squeezes the little guy. And the big private central banks in BlackRock during the lockdowns doubled their wealth and profits. The average globalist doubled their wealth. Some tripled it. It's vertical integration. They've got unlimited capital. So when they squeeze everybody else, they stay in power. Let's come back and talk about that, and they get more power. I mean, it's simple. The environmentalists aren't wackos, folks. They're taking over everything. It's a power grab.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available.
Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Really getting on to Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's just a polite gentleman. We talk a lot off air. He knows it's a conscious plan to implode the economy. We just, in my humble view, need to really get it straight in our minds. Yeah, Kamala's a complete idiot and just a puppet in an empty suit. But the people controlling this do not want you to be successful. They do not want you to be middle class because they don't want you to be independent. They want you domesticated. And you've got the Democrats in control for 12 of the last 16 years of the government trying to tell you now that the problems of the economy are Trump. Here's a clip of CNN, though, saying the truth out loud.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years, who is supposed to already be working on solving it. But
boy, they look like deer in the headlights there, Dr. Elliott. Speak to that, and then you got caught up on the break making your point that they are wrecking the economy.
Well, they are, and we do talk a lot off air, and I fully agree. They're doing it on purpose because, yeah, Kamala might be an idiot, right? But the people that are managing this thing are not. They're just evil. And when you look at 12 of the last 16 years, this guy is right. He's absolutely right. Trump gets the blame for everything. But you know what Kamala's doing? She's blaming Trump, and she's inadvertently, or maybe advertently, blaming Biden too. She said, you know, we have had inflation over the last 4 years and I'm going to fix it. And we've had this, and people are having this huge disconnect. It's like, wait a second. She was in the stinking White House. This is part of her problem, but yet she's sort of blaming Biden because she's saying there's been inflation and people can't afford to live and people in America can't afford groceries. This is why I want to put a price cap on groceries. It's like, wait a second, lady. These were your policies. You were in office, right? So it's this weird messaging that's going on, but they are trying to destroy it completely because they want all people control. And so the way that I can look at that and really exemplify that is by simply going to whitehouse.gov and looking at the federal budget. So this goes back, and you and I have talked, oh man, I think it was the very first show that we ever did. We talked about a little bit about the fall of Rome. Well, this reminded me of that show way back, last year, where Rome fell, Alex, when 1/3 of the population of Rome was getting entitlements of some sort and handouts, you know, free food, free grain, whatever. Well, when you look at where America is today, see, they fell because of the weight of the entitlements. They could not support it anymore through taxation. So what happens now? Look at where we are with our budget. If you go to this table that I have in those charts here, the mandatory programs, what do we spend every single year in the year 2024? $1.4 trillion on Social Security, $842 billion on Medicare, $556 on Medicaid, other mandatory programs like women, infant, children programs, food stamps, whatever, comes to $3.916 trillion is what we spend on mandatory payments and handouts. Okay? Now, what do we bring in as a nation? $4.72 trillion. That means we're at like 83% of everything that we bring in as a nation is mandatory payments, food stamps, and entitlements, those kind of things, right? So now, here's the massive problem moving forward, and that is the interest payment on our debt, because our debt is 30, you know, we're pushing $34 trillion, $35 trillion in this massive, horrible debt spiral. Well, the interest only on that, you know, according to the budget, is $796 billion. According to the current numbers with these inflated interest rates that we have, we're pushing $1 trillion a year in interest-only payments. So you add the interest plus what we spend on Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children programs, Social Security, it's basically 100% of everything that we bring in as a nation goes out just towards entitlements, mandatory payments, and interest. You can't run the country with zero left. Literally, zero is left for infrastructure, for education, for Department of Defense, for everything else. There's
so we're coming to the end. We're coming to the end of the bubble. They've drained the strategic oil reserve. They know we're at the end. And what are they going to pull? What are they going to do to jump us onto the new global currency? You'll still have dollars, but it'll be denominated in that central ledger, and that's in your list at the end of the talk today, but we should probably start going through that because you sent me a lot. Let's start here. Warren Buffett sells more Bank of America shares, reaping $982 million. So again, he's moving against his bank stocks, moving against his tech stocks. What does this signify?
Well, he's a smart investor, right? The Oracle of Omaha. He's supposed to be this really smart investor guy, and he's not stupid. He's a multi-billionaire, one of the richest people in the world. What is he signifying by selling all this Bank of America? You've sold over $5 billion worth of Bank of America. It used to be his second largest holding. What does he think? Bank stocks are not going to do well. Why would bank stocks not do well? Because under Bidenomics, when people aren't spending money because their wages are down or they're losing their jobs and inflation is persisting and the cost of borrowing is going up and taxes are through the roof, he knows that there's going to be delinquencies and ultimately defaults at the banks. He's getting out of Dodge. That's what that tells me, because this isn't small chump change that he's saying, I'm just going to reallocate some of my position.
You've been
in
saying
the Bank
this
of
is,
America.
He's been nothing but bullish on it until now. You've been saying she's been coming on for 10 months that this is imminent, and now it's beginning.
It is. And we're seeing what started this was Japan, you know, and Japan starting to default on its treasuries and had to raise interest rates. And now that amazing, you know, free money, the Japanese yen carry trade that we've had for decades is going away, which means people could borrow yen at zero, use that money and invest it elsewhere. Now that Japan's raising rates, that game is over. The gig is done, right? So this is going to impact the global economy in a huge way. And I think Warren Buffett knows that, right? So here's where moving forward, if we don't have any kind of built-in demand for our currency, because we're no longer the petrodollar, because currencies, they don't want it. They're dumping U.S. treasuries. I mean, China is dumping close to $1 trillion worth of U.S. treasuries, you know, like now, as we speak. It's like, that would be almost everything that they have left, according to reports.
So this is a race out of the dollar. More countries are joining the BRICS. What's the timeline here?
Now. I mean, literally the timeline is now. It's right underneath our nose. So, before earlier in the year, I thought, okay, this was all going to be done probably close to the election, right? Because you're going to.
No, you predicted this would all go down before the election.
Yeah. You know, over the summer, I thought that this would all happen. And so now we're here and this stuff is happening. But when we don't have the petrodollar, Alex, when there's no built-in demand for our currency, in other words, because oil settlements are no longer traded in the dollar, we're going to have to print our way out of all of this mess. Out of all of it. So I have this chart on here, demise of the dollar, right? So this is what happened to the German mark after World War One. So World War One, Germany bombed the living daylights out of the other countries, right? And then the Treaty of Versailles came in the early 1900s, international treaty, and said, hey, Germany, you got to repay all your war debts. And they said, what? We thought we won. It's like, no, you got to pay them back. So they abandoned the gold standard. Gold used to back the German Rentenmark is what it was. And then they changed the name of it to the German Mark. But look at what this is. So what did it take in German Marks to buy 1 ounce of gold? In January of 1919, 170. And 1 year later, 1340. 1 year after that, 1349. And then 3976. And then 372,000. And then 710,000 just 4 months after that. And then it goes to numbers that I think they're in the trillions. 1.3 trillion 6 months after that. The next month, 87 trillion to buy 1 ounce of gold. See, this is what happens when you start to print your way out of debt, start to print your way and you devalue your currency and the rest of the world no longer wants it. You go into this devaluation inflationary spiral and it's, we're not talking about some third world country here, Alex. Germany was the big kid on the block back then. They had a vibrant arts district. They had a big military. They had, nice
they had the best, market, they had the best chemical, they had the best chemical and industrial systems.
Absolutely. They had all of that. And so here's, okay, this is the parallel that we have today. Big kid on the block, doing great, abandoned the gold standard, inflationary pressures, couldn't pay it back. Mommies and daddies were putting their babies on the stair steps of fire stations because they couldn't afford to feed them. So then, this was post-World War One. Then, Hitler comes marching in and campaigned on this promise of hope and change. And he said, hey, everybody, I'll fix this. You know, just vote for me. And they did. The worst dictator in the history of the world almost gets voted in voluntarily, right? Because of an economic collapse. So I'm looking and I'm not comparing Kamala to Hitler, right? But I'm saying These things, you've got a bad economy. People can't afford to live. We will willingly give up our freedoms in exchange for an absolute communist, right, who wants to tax us at 70%, who wants to strip away our freedoms. And then you've got all these other dumb policies that are just ravaging America. I know that.
But you just explained it. That's why Klaus Schwab said we're going to collapse the world economy with a great reset to build back better. That's why they want to wreck it on purpose, because they think we're so stupid. They'll wreck it, blame conservative capitalist policies, and then bring in something far worse.
Way worse. Way worse. Which. What is way worse than that? Well, way worse than that is bringing in a system of electronic digital money where they know everything about you, everything you spend, your buying habits, your preferences, everything. And they say, okay, we don't like you, Kirk, or we don't like you, Alex, or we don't like you, Jane Doe, because of the church you give to or anything else. And we're just going to cut you off from your money with the flip of a switch. It's like, don't think it can happen. Look what happened when CrowdStrike went down. Everything shut down. Right. It's like people couldn't even travel. They couldn't do anything. I was talking to Maria Z, which you know and love. She's amazing. Well, in Australia, they're doing similar things. They're going doing real ID. New Zealand, they're doing the same thing. Indonesia, they're doing the same thing. It's like this is happening right now, right underneath our nose. And we're kind of unaware that this is why we need to shout it from the rooftop. So as we're like focused on, you know, this horrible election process and all this stuff and, you know, things that don't really matter sometimes, like Taylor Swift's outfit or whatever, you've got 159 countries that have now signed on, ready to use the BRICS, central bank digital currency payment system. What does that mean? That means they're going to use the BRICS common currency instead of the US dollar for trading back and forth. That kills all the demand for the dollar. It's like, well, Kirk, is that even close? Are they even close to having a BRICS common currency? Well, yeah, they are. It's close to completion. There's a meeting on October 21st and October 22nd in Russia. And what are they going to say there? They're actually planning on voting in the common currency for the BRICS nations in Russia in 2 months. And you've already got 159 countries that are signed off on it that said, we're not going to use the US dollar anymore. We're going to use this other kind of common currency. And then there's an article on Zero Hedge where the BRICS currency, common currency, is ready for crypto to have a digital currency. And this is where it becomes really dangerous, because When you're the BRICS nations, Alex, and what is China doing? Allocating into gold. They've got 30,000 tons of gold to back their currency. They're using that as this dangling carrot to say, hey, world, come into our central bank digital currency. The door is wide open and ready for you. And as soon as you go in, and what's the carrot to get people to go through the door? A gold-backed currency. Once you go through, they slam the door and you never get out. See, this
and
is
you also
sent
some graphs on how much trouble China's in. And I want to hit that news and the model for the global pandemic treaty they want to use for global martial law is New Zealand and places like Italy. You sent me some documents on that. Before we go any further, though, people, I only promote things that I know are great. I use the analogy. The water filtration system we sell is the highest rated gravity-fed stainless steel filter. Cuts out thousands of things at non-detectable levels. It's portable, great in your house, great in your business, great in your cabin, everywhere. You get that at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the same thing. I go out and find the best gold and silver company that's got the best record, that's got the highest ratings, is the biggest silver broker in America, 25-year overnight success case. You need to go to KEPM.com/gold. By going to /gold, we get the support and sponsorship. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call them. They'll give you a consultation. If you call after hours, they'll call you back in the morning. And they'll talk to you about your hopes and dreams and the different products they've got, the different things they can do. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. They can convert IRAs, all sorts of other things. But the big thing is they don't even hold the gold and silver. They have depositories that just ship it right to you. It's a flat low rate, nothing to sell it back. If you're going to get into gold and silver, which is a default smart move in my view, I don't think it's so easy to say that. It's like if you're going into the desert, you need a hat and water. And probably, you know, communication. and a map. I mean, this is like taking a canteen of water into the desert, or probably two or three canteens if we're going to be out there for a few days. This is an absolute no-brainer, and it supports the broadcast. It's the best place to go, kepm.com/gold, or 720-605-3000. And you see gold and silver steadily going up with all these different factors, but I wouldn't even get it for that. It's because it really just protects you from the inflation. I don't even see it as an investment. I see it as a escape boat, as a lifeboat. So whether it's a little silver, a bunch of silver, a little gold, a lot of gold, now is the time. But Kirk will tell you, gold's not the way to go right now because silver keeps outperforming. It's got a lot more to grow. Yeah, gold's going up, but you can buy a lot more silver, and then later when gold skyrockets even faster, the evidence shows it should be going that direction, we believe, then you're able to take the profits from silver and then move into gold if that's what you're wanting. Kirk, tell people for a few minutes when we get back to the news, but the real important move is to call you. Such a no-brainer. People really should do it right now. I mean, just look at the evidence. It's just, there's not a sure thing in this world except a relationship with God. Okay? And the fact that mama loves you, at least most mothers do. But you need to get silver. You need to make the move right now at kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Write it down, folks. It's outperformed all other investments. I'm not even saying get it for that. You can't trust the digital system. If you're all in cash, you're all in banks, you're nuts. The elites, the banks, the universities, the billionaires, they're buying gold and silver. And now they're admitting in the news that they're having major problems like they have it over here. Even supplying enough silver, so that's going to make it go up. The mines can't even keep the output, which you said. That's why globalists are buying gold. There's not enough silver for all the fake money they've got. There's not enough silver for them. So that's really why all the indicators are silver. Tell people about some of the services you've got.
Yeah, so we just want to protect and preserve people's assets, right? So we can do it through an IRA. Like if you have an IRA, don't ever do paper silver. It's not the same, right? Because your advisor will say, oh, let's do ETFs or mining shares or mutual funds, whatever. Not the same. If we're talking about silver, you got to do silver. Everything else is just paper. So we can do IRA rollovers. If it has IRA in the name, we can do it, whether it's a simple, a SEP, a Roth, a traditional, an inherited, right? We can do old 401ks if it's from a previous employer, or even a current one if you're older than 59 and a half. So that's where the majority of people have their wealth tied up, is in a retirement plans. Most people don't know, Alex, you can do those into physical gold and silver. It's amazing. Or you can do it outside of an IRA where you take delivery of it at home or set up a depository account at a depository in Texas that we use. And it's very safe, 100% insured. It's incredible, right? So now, just setting those up is just what we do. This is like the bookends. But in between those, we'll always let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. We'll hold your hand through this economy because I don't expect my clients to actually watch the markets like a hawk. That's what we do, right? So we'll always let you know when it's time to do anything. And we send out a video email every single week letting you know my thoughts on the markets, what you should be joyful about and what you should be careful about. So that's what we do moving forward. Now, not all gold dealers are the same. Not all gold or silver is the same. There's something that you should absolutely not touch. Well, what separates us from the masses is our simple, pricing practices, which are 0% when you liquidate. We don't charge anything. You get all of it. Whatever the depository is paying, you get all of that when you sell. When you purchase, it's 8%. That's it. 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. We'll help you out in between and make sure that you have a smile on your face.
And how much is silver up this year so far?
Oh, my word. So just in the last 4.5, 5 months, we're already up 35%, right? And so here's where, like the story that we talked about last time, the Samsung solid-state batteries, that's going to add so much demand for silver. But outside of that, industry analysts now, because of supply chain disruptions, high demand, inflationary pressures, are expecting silver to hit $50 by the end of this year. So we're at 30, Alex. So moving, that's like a 67% increase. Even if these economists are the dumbest people in the world and they get an F minus because they only get 50% of it right? That's still over 30% growth between now and the rest of the year. That's incredible. And so when our goal is to minimize risk and maximize return, this is actually the best time in history to allocate into silver. I'm not saying gold and silver are the greatest thing since sliced bread, during Trump and Reagan years, you know, it was stocks, bonds, mutual funds, those markets that actually did really well because of lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, job creation, wages were going up. We don't have that right now. We simply don't. So therefore, we navigate into strength. And now the analysts are now talking, yeah, 50 to 75 for this year. I used the low number. Next year, potentially triple digits because of all the military use of silver, the solar use in silver, the electric vehicle use in silver, like we talked about last week, which I think is the biggest story in the history of silver. If y'all didn't watch that show, you should go back in the archive and watch it. It was incredible. And this is where we want to make sure, Alex, that we are in the right place at the right time always.
And I mean, this is a no-brainer with the inflation and the industrial use. Only do 5 more minutes the next hour, then our special guest Steve Kirsch is joining us. But now, racing through, China on the verge of welfare state crumbles, explosion of social unrest and youth unemployment soars, strike surge. That's what I was told by my sources in the Pentagon 10 years ago. This would start happening right about now. Then we've also got the new health scare they're pushing here and overseas with the UN treaty. Let's start getting into that.
So when people, when the left operates through a state of fear, wants to command and control and get people to vote for them or support their policies simply out of fear. Pandemics is one of them. When we know what happened during COVID to the economy, it destroyed it. Mom and pop businesses went out of business. People weren't going out and spending. Jobs were being lost. Inflationary pressures were going up because they had to print their way out of it with all the stimulus. I mean, pandemics are bad for the economy. Well, what's happening in Massachusetts right now? An ultra-liberal state. What are they saying? This encephalitis virus or whatever it is, this mosquito-borne thing. They're basically curfews from 6 o'clock at night. You can't be outside doing outdoor activities until October at the earliest and probably even after that.
And they started this 4.5 years ago in key liberal areas. So they're trying to roll back out the lockdowns again.
They are. And so you also have the bird flu, which morphed into cow flu. And then you've got monkeypox, right? And nobody knows, well, boy, these mortality rates are 20 to 30%. We're all going to die. Right. So they're going to force pandemic. The pandemics are coming. They're going to force lockdowns, shutdowns, curfews, forced vaccinations, all this stuff. Well, the economy can't handle it this time. We already spent our whole wad last time just surviving. And now they're going to bring it on us again during an election time when they're going to make every promise.
And again, the globalists knew exactly what they were doing. Let's explain why they want to collapse things when we come back and hit a few final stories about Kirk Elliott. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Waging war on corruption, crashes the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Steve Kirk, massive news on the COVID vaccine poison front. He's a real statistician and computer guru. Comes up, you know, the whole MIT building's named after him. For those that don't know, that's coming up. Since Dr. Kirk Elliott mentioned this, I'd like to show it to you. Here's CBS in Massachusetts. Stay in your house. There's a curfew. Oh, deadly virus everywhere. Oh, Fauci's sick. He's a victim. This is just so transparent. Here's the clip, and then Dr. Elliott's going to tell you more.
Oxford, Massachusetts, and three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life.
We don't want to see another human case of Triple E this year.
The rare but dangerous disease can cause swelling in the brain. There's no treatment.
Same story, like COVID. We only have one case.
The death rate is as high as 30%.
New Zealand did that. Remember, not one
case.
Even
if you do survive, usually there are long-term significant health impacts, neurological impacts.
They always have women as the front people.
Oxford
as he trusts women.
Has been declared a critical
we
risk.
We don't think it's women as predators.
Prompting health department officials to recommend a 6 p.m. curfew for outdoor activities, including club sports.
These are recommendations. They're not hard and stop requirements.
And the school boards will go along with it and shut the football game down.
Sarah Fournier is also worried.
Right into the school year, creating fear.
Football and cheer could be jeopardized, but they're taking precautions by wearing mosquito repellent and long sleeve tops.
We can't stop life. They need to get out there. They need to play. This is their time to be social with their friends and be a part of a team.
Now, Triple E symptoms usually begin between 4 to 10 days after being bitten by an infected mosquito. According to the CDC, now some of those symptoms can include fever, headache, and seizures. Nora?
This is such an interesting
story. Of course,
story
the shots do that, too.
Thank you so much for bringing it to us.
Dr. Elliott, we got about 2.5 minutes left. Put bookends on this.
All right, so pandemics, terrible for the economy. So what we're seeing globally, this is what Klaus Schwab said. We're going to have, and you did a great show on this the other day. We're going to have all these post, you know, pandemic type shocks, these economic shocks, these global shocks, these health shocks, right? And so they're telling us what's coming. Well, Europe now has vaccination card program that's about to go live in Belgium, Germany, Greece, Latvia, and Portugal. New Zealand has a new pandemic plan that's going to bring martial law and forced vaccination on people. If you even want to be in the country, it's like, what? I mean, so you've got these pandemics coming in, and I'm telling you what, Alex, America and the world can't survive another pandemic economically. You know, health-wise, sure, it's like you just get over it, right? But economically, you can't, because we've already spent all of our money. The only thing left is to print our way out of it, which is going to cause massive inflation. So therefore, we need to actually start thinking ahead of the curve, allocate into something that's strong, something that does well during times of inflation. Because when the World Health Organization now says Mpox is a world health emergency, they now have the authority to force shutdowns, mask mandates, travel restrictions, all of that stuff.
And they're clearly trying it. They're clearly trying it. Bird flu, Mpox, the mosquito crap. I mean, they are going into full fear mode with 68 days of the election.
Yeah. And imagine a world where there's so much fear about health that they have to say, you know what, people better not even go out and vote. Let's just do mail-in ballots this time.
Curfews.
Like, well, they know how to maneuver through mail-in ballots, right? So you know, the point is, though, we need to identify this and not get scared.
I agree.
We need to actually identify this, have courage, have faith, have boldness, have wisdom to do the right thing. This is why we bring it up, not to be fear mongers, but to tell what's going on.
Dr. Elliott, you're totally right. God gave us a sound mind, so we can get ahead of this and stand against this and expose it. They're trying it again, but we're exposing it right now. People can get ready and use their brain to get silver and gold for the best place that supports the broadcast 360 Win right now. KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or 720-605-3900. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Steve Kirsch is a hero, an unsung hero. He is a tech guru, titan, super successful, got buildings at major universities like MIT named after him. And for decades, he's been a major philanthropist standing up for the people's rights on so many massive issues. And now, for 4 years, very early on, has been exposing the whole COVID power grab, the origin of the virus, the poison shots, and more. And he's really been on the front lines, like earlier this year and last year, when New Zealand's top statistician, the only guy that had access to all the databases, released the data, protected the names, and showed that it was the people taking the shots dying at massive levels. The government of New Zealand came after Kirsch. So this is serious stuff he's involved in. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, he doesn't want praise. We need to understand this guy's been fighting really hard, and we need to appreciate people like him and hold them up because they get targeted, people like Dr. Malone and Dr. Yidan and just so many others. Steve Kirsch is a philanthropist and executive director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund, and where we try to get real treatment to folks and save a lot of lives, the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. He is the inventor of the optical mouse and one of the first internet search engines, InfoSeek. He has founded 7, and of course more by now, high-tech companies with $2 billion market caps. Steve is currently focused on safe and effective ways to, which he did in the fake pandemic. He received his BS, MS, electrical engineering, computer science from MIT in 1980. He's also featured 60 Minutes for his work on funding fluvoxamine, one of the first repurposed drugs to be shown in phase 3 clinical trials to scientifically reduce the risk of hospitalization, death from COVID. SteveKirsch.com or SteveKirsch.substack.com, SteveKirsch.substack.com, on Twitter at STKirsch and on Gab at STKirsch. And he joins us right now to cover the massive developments. I mean, he said this years ago, but now the actuaries, the government numbers, the Harvard-backed studies, almost all the new heart problems and cardiovascular, the shots. I mean, and they're now admitting this, but back of the newspaper. Meanwhile, he sent me all these new articles that he's written at Substack. U.S., U.K., Denmark, Finland, Norway, cumulative excess deaths kept rising after the shots rolled out. A summary of why the Czech Republic data is devastating to the safe and effective narrative. A novel, practical approach for directly assessing COVID-19 vaccine efficacy amongst hospitalization. Stunning confessions of an army doctor. You've got the major military surgeons and doctors saying they've seen a 900%+ increase. You got Norway and excess deaths aren't driven by COVID shots. What's causing the unexpected increase? And so we've got all these graphs, all this info. They're trying to roll out the bird flu, the mpox, monkeypox, the so-called mosquitoes. They're already doing attempted lockdowns in Massachusetts. And then we've got all these other players collapsing, some dying. Just so much to cover with Steve Kirsch. So Steve, I'm going to try to give you the floor as much as possible to lay all this out. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Alex. It's almost hard to know where to start. But I think I'll start with
I had a discussion recently with Tom Jefferson, and Tom Jefferson is one of the titans of evidence-based medicine, and people who know him would tell you that this guy's a scientist. He's just impeccable. And he's very hard to get a hold of, and I was honored to be able to talk to him for about an hour or so in a private conversation. And I asked him the question. I said, you know, Tom, I've got this this bet with a guy in Israel, and I bet that the vaccines have killed more people than they saved, and I wanted to get your take on it. And he gave me an answer, which I kind of didn't expect him to give me. And he said, well, we don't really know. And I said, what do you mean we don't really know? He said, well, they're hiding the data. They won't show us the data. And he talked about, in fact, a committee of parliament, which expressly asked their Office of National Statistics for stats on the COVID, these COVID vaccines. And they were denied, a committee in parliament doing an official ask for data, for government data, was denied the data. He said that this just shows, and the reason for the denial is it was company confidential, meaning it's Pfizer confidential or it's Moderna confidential. And he said basically that when the authorities are hiding the data to be able to make an assessment of safety or lack thereof, then you really have a problematic situation. Look, you know, it seems pretty obvious to anybody who's a clear thinker on this, a critical thinker, that if the vaccines were perfectly safe and effective, why would the governments need to hide the data from people like Tom Jefferson and other scientists? And that's exactly what we have here, that they're hiding the data. And I told him, I said, you know, Tom, I recently got a dump from the Czech Republic, and I got record-level data from the Czech Republic. This is the first time in world history that we have record-level data on a vaccine from any government anywhere in the world ever. And so I analyzed that data, and I found that Moderna was much more deadly than Pfizer. And so we couldn't figure out, like, hey, if it was a very clear comparison. What we did is we looked at mortality rates if you got the Pfizer shot versus mortality rates if you got the Moderna shot and you're exactly the same age. And these shots were not, there was no systematic or systemic bias in the distribution of the shots. You were pretty much assigned a brand randomly. So if the vaccines are all the same safety, then you'd expect that the mortality rate 1 year out from the shot would be the same for all the brands. And we found that it wasn't. In fact, Moderna was high, and it was high not just in times of COVID, but also in times of non-COVID. It was the same increase in all-cause mortality. So it clearly showed that the Moderna shots were far deadlier, you know, 10% or more, depending on what age you were, than the Pfizer shots. And so even if Pfizer was a perfectly safe vaccine, Moderna should be immediately halted worldwide. But the Czech officials totally ignored the analysis. They don't have any explanation for it. And the press in the Czech Republic also ignored this. So people are ignoring the data that we have that is definitive. That's the sort of the very rare event where we actually have definitive data. Nobody wants to talk about it. And there is no statistician, there is no epidemiologist in the world who will look at that data and say, oh, these vaccines are perfectly safe. It's just not going to happen. They're just going to ignore it because it shows that it clearly shows, because this is record level gold standard data. It doesn't get any better than this data. It shows that the vaccines have been killing people. Now, there's another way that you can also get to the same conclusion, and it's easier for people to understand. And that's if you talk to an Army doctor, which I did last night. And I talked to this doctor who said that he or she would like to remain nameless, because they're afraid of losing their pensions and being disarmed, honorably discharged, and so forth. So I can't say who it was, but I can put you in touch with him or her, and you can verify.
Well, do you remember, just to interrupt and then start over, because I don't mean to interrupt, the officer Macy in the Air Force, he had the internal documents, and they were finding, 96% increase in heart failure in young pilots, and it was grounding their force. Remember, that was a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and this is what I heard was an earful. I heard, and this doctor, this Army doctor, went on for over an hour.
And start over with his name, because I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Start over.
Yeah. But the bottom line is that I won't go through all of the detail, but the high level response from this doctor was, I don't know if hopefully I should have put it this on no interrupt.
No, you're here. I'm not interrupting. Keep going.
Okay. I had a silence a call. The response from this doctor was that I have seen more medical incidents in the last 2 years than I would expect to see in a lifetime.
Wow.
You know, so in other words, he said that he was seeing effectively things that he would never see in a lifetime. And he's seeing multiple of these events. It's like sometimes within a week. Two cases of Huntington's disease, which he said he'd only seen like maybe one in a lifetime, and he's seen two in a week. He's seeing two cardiac arrests in a day. He's seeing 10 strokes among these are kids. These are, you know, like 19-year-olds who are perfectly healthy. They come into the Army and they're decimated. Three of the kids, they lost their vision. This is out of 4,000 under this doctor's purview. Three of the 4,000 went blind. And these are active kids. These are kids who are rock climbers, who are doing all sorts of sports activities. And now, he talked about one kid, 19-year-old, who's now legally blind after these vaccine shots. And so he's now permanently disabled, and he gets $2,000 a month from the Army for the rest of his life because of his disability. They basically destroyed his life, and they're giving him $2,000 a month. Now, I talked to this doctor, and the doctor said that, you know, and the doctor said, oh, and I predicted that there would be a heart attack in one of our pilots piloting the plane, because these things are happening way too often. And 2 weeks later, there was a heart attack just like I predicted. And, you know, to some extent, you can't, predict exactly when. But then this general who this doctor reports to said, okay, I trust you now because you predicted something that never happens. It never happens in the Army. And you predicted it. And it happened right after your prediction. So he said, you got my attention. And so the doctor told him the whole story. And this general said, hey, thanks very much, but I'm unable to really escalate this because I don't want to lose my job. And so this is what's going on here. These people are realizing that we're destroying the lives of these people who go into the military, and it's going to be hell for recruitment. You know, when you treat people this way, he said that they had five people on the base die due to these COVID shots, and it would have been seven, but two of them were resuscitated from the dead. So you're talking about upwards of seven kids. You know, 19, 20-year-olds out of 4,000. That's almost a 2% death rate. A 0.2% death rate, which is absolutely shocking to see in a very healthy cohort like this. This is unheard of. And so, you don't have to go through all of these studies and the statistics and all that. All Joe Biden had to do was pick up the phone and talk to an army doctor who would tell him exactly what's going on in the healthiest people on earth after they got the shots. And Joe Biden would have heard an earful. And it's distressing to me that these people who are in these leadership positions are not calling the people on the front lines to actually understand whether these shots are safe and effective or whether they're the most destructive vaccines in human history. And I can tell you that this doctor that I talked about was unambiguous about that question.
So incredible. And then as you're speaking, I think about the countless doctors and coroners and undertakers and nurses and oncologists that are prestigious, many of them, but many are just, you know, random people with good practices. You look them up, they got 4.5 stars. And they're like, I've been running my cancer lab and clinic for 27 years, and I'm seeing more of these cancers than I've seen the last 15 combined. I mean, you see the same story. You're naming the doctors. You're talking about it, and the statistics show it. I know you're all about the statistics and the number of deaths and the illnesses and the things we're seeing, but just generally, though, what is it in the shots that's doing this?
Well, it's the fact that the shots are effectively a very disruptive, they're very irritating, they cause inflammation and they cause autoimmunity. And so when the shots, these mRNA shots go into people, they're going into all of their organs and expressing a foreign antigen. And so the body then is attacking the heart muscle as a foreign antigen. It's attacking the brain as a foreign antigen. It's attacking the lungs. It's attacking the blood, and it effectively turns the body into something that the body is now trying to fight against itself because it sees this foreign antigen and identifies it. And so what's happening is people are dying, and I'm talking to other physicians as well who are seeing, you know, five per thousand dead is the typical number. If you have a all age cohort, it's 25 per thousand. If you have a geriatric cohort where it's very old people, but if you have a range of people, it's on the order of 5 people per thousand are being killed by these vaccines. And certainly for the 19-year-olds, we're seeing with for the very fit, it's, per thousand, it's like, you know, 2 per thousand. I mean, it shouldn't be anywhere close to that. That are being killed by these vaccines.
Why does it hurt people that are such great shape? As the statistics I've seen, you're even more apt to have these. Is that the heart's just is already such good shape it just can't handle it, or what's happening?
No, it's because they have higher testosterone levels and they're put in stress more often, which secretes more the hormones that cause the heart to be under stress. And when the heart's under stress, there are a combination of effects that make it more.
So the heart's already damaged. The heart's already damaged. They don't know it. They go out and do what they regularly do. Boom, they're dead.
Boom. They have cardiac arrest and often, that ends up in death. People, you know, when I talk to doctors directly and ask why, their patients are dying and how do they know it's the vaccine, they'll talk about turbo cancers. They'll talk about people who are scanned. They don't have any health conditions at all, no cancers, no sign of anything. And then 2 months later, they're in stage 4 cancer. This is what's referred to as turbo cancer because it's basically not there before the shots. And then within months, essentially turns into stage 4, and they present to the doctor with stage 4 cancer. So it's the turbo cancers. And it's the cardiac issues that when I ask people, how do they know that somebody died? They're usually talking about some sort of cardiac issues, ischemic stroke, or these turbo cancers that are killing people. And sometimes, in fact, the doctor that I talked to last night said, and I had one patient who had both a turbo cancer and had a cardiac arrest. So these are two super unlikely events to be had in someone who's young and healthy. And, he said, that this person had, like, you know, two of these conditions when it would be extremely rare to find someone with just one of the conditions. And so that's giving you an idea of just how devastating these shots have been. And then we can see it, of course, in the larger numbers when we look at the large data. And I've been playing around on the mortality.watch site on the internet. It's a great site because you can look at data all different ways if you know how to use the tools there, which I just recently learned how to use. And it's phenomenal, the kinds of data you can mine. So I was looking at cumulative excess deaths. And what I was seeing is the cumulative excess deaths were flatlined, and then COVID rolled out, and then, you know, it started going up. But then it started continuously going up ever since then after the vaccines rolled out. And so this is very troubling. It shows that the medical interventions that we have put into place are causing harm. They're not stopping the problem. They're either basically not stopping the problem or they're fueling the fire. And so all these interventions that we're doing are not making things better, because if things are getting better, then these excess mortality curves start to turn around and they start to go down. And what we're seeing is a monotonic increase in the excess all-cause mortality. And that's very troubling. It says that whatever we're doing isn't working, and that we're probably fueling the fire. Because if it was just COVID, you would see COVID always comes in waves. There's this wave and the next wave and the next wave. And you can see it when you go to Our World and Data, and you can see the spikes when COVID spikes, and then months go by and then you see another spike and so forth. But you see these all-cause mortality curves, they just go up in, you know, like almost a perfectly straight line. It's wild. And if you look at like 10
and we see the graphs around the world whenever the shots start, because different countries roll them out different times. I've seen the graphs. It's just perfectly right when they start. It just starts going up.
Yeah, it goes up a little bit when COVID hit. Those excess mortality goes up. But if it's natural virus, what happens is that the excess mortality goes down. It goes into negative excess mortality, which then causes the curve to go back to zero.
Because wasn't a lot of that lack of treatment, because you were spearheaded exposing this, lack of therapeutics and lack of treatment early on, wasn't that most of the deaths?
Well, yes, a bunch of it was, right? Because we know that COVID is very treatable if you give people these repurposed drugs that the FDA says that you shouldn't use, like ivermectin. You know, anybody can go to the treat early. Or I think it's not treat early. It's early
detection. Catch it in time.
I'm blanking on the name. I forget.
You'll remember during the break, Steve Kirsch. Stay there. I want to come back and because you're the expert at going through numbers. Finish up with the numbers and all these Substack articles you wrote that you sent me. But then I want to just ask you, as a citizen, as a human, as a, you know, a person, how is it going for the Faucis and Bill Gateses and all of them? We have Zuckerberg coming out 2 days ago, distancing himself, saying, I was pressured to do all this. I feel bad about it. Covering up the COVID, covering up election meddling. What does that signify? Now we've got even the establishment turning against Kamala, the New York Times calling her an idiot. CNN saying she's shallow. I mean, because a lot of this ties into a lot of people in the system seem to be heading for the exits right now. And how is the establishment, from your research, handling the fact that the vast majority of people know the shots are deadly and know they lied to them? So what is the fallout, and how do we stop them launching their next scaredemic pandemic? Steve Kirsch is our guest. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula
at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
C19early.org, that's the website he was thinking of.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Steve Kirsch. I covered 10% of his info, so I'm going to try to just sit back and not talk too much. This guy's so smart. But I know people are listening to this because he's really a scientist and a researcher and is nailing the facts here. But I have some political questions as well I wanted to answer. Then we'll drill into all of it. But look, there's court cases being one that they knew ivermectin helped. They blocked it. Cold-blooded, folks. FDA's lawyer admits agency's war against ivermectin was a mistake. Abuse of authority after doctors sue government and win. That's Project Veritas. So they're still doing some good work after stupid move to get rid of the great James O'Keefe. But, you know, there's that. Then we've got all those other big Substack articles. We've got the COVID novel therapy injection was a catalyst. New studies of causing death. But first, answering the big political question, separating from, you know, the numbers and the facts and just how insane this all is and how horrible this genocide is. how is the political class and the people that are guilty of this, Nuremberg 2.0, how are they responding? How would you describe their political position right now? Because it looks to me, with Bill Gates' wife leaving him and you know, Warren Buffett dumping stock in these companies and Fauci hiding out and massive exodus and doctors blowing the whistle and calls for their arrest and, you know, as I said, Zuckerberg coming out and saying they told me to lie and, you know, told me to do all this and told me to deceive about COVID-19. I mean, this looks like rushing to the exits now, Steve Kirsch.
Well, it's not quite rushing to the exits, I would say, compared to what it will be in the future. But, you know, the first rule of holes is that when you find yourself in one, stop digging. Now, the Democrats, by and large, haven't figured this out yet. You know, Kamala has, she requires her staff that works on her campaign to be vaccinated. This is worse than the United States military. In the United States military today, you do not have to be vaccinated. You can refuse the COVID vaccine. If you work on the Harris campaign, you cannot work on the Harris campaign unless you're up to date. I mean, this is draconian. They should not be telling people what to put in their bodies, and they should not be silencing people. And, you know, the Democrats are continuing on with the same old narrative. Let's use censorship to silence the opposition. Let's not have any open debate. We're not willing to hear from the other side. You know, we all know that Bobby Kennedy tried to, reached out to, both the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign. And in the Harris campaign, they refused to even have a meeting with Robert F. Kennedy to really understand his position.
So they're desperately stonewalling. They're desperately stonewalling.
Yeah, I mean, this to me is troubling because, you know, the only way that we're going to bridge the divide, the only way we're going to heal America, and the only way we're going to come in as one nation under God is to go and we need to talk. We need to have a dialogue with people that we disagree with. And so when you have top leaders who are not willing to engage in any kind of dialogue with people on the other side, that is extremely troubling to me. And, you know, to look at the contrast, when Bobby Kennedy reached out to Trump, he got a call back within minutes. And this is within hours after Trump was shot, that Bobby Kennedy was able to get a call with Trump almost instantly. And he's completely rebuffed in even having a conversation with the Harris campaign. No possibility of any conversation. And that's the fundamental, you know, I used to be a big time Democrat. I was supporting the Democrats. I gave millions, like tens of millions of dollars to the Democratic Party. And my eyes have been opened here about these people are not willing to engage in any serious discussion with people that they disagree with. And this is fundamentally very, very destructive.
It's very dangerous. Let me just interrupt for this. They admit that it has been 3 years, almost 3 years, since the president talked to Putin, and no one's talking to the Russians. That, where's the red phone? Kennedy used to talk to Khrushchev almost every day. That is dangerous.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You know, you're only going to bridge the divide of people with different views through dialogue. So we have a Biden administration, which is basically censored, which is trying to censor and deplatform people that they disagree with. That is not the way you solve the misinformation problem. You resolve the misinformation problem through dialogue. Let's have an open dialogue. I have tried over and over. I've called Peter Marks numerous times at the FDA saying, we're willing to engage in a dialogue at any time. It's important that we resolve the misinformation problem about the COVID vaccines and other vaccines. Let's have a dialogue. And every single time, they completely refuse even to return my calls. They won't even give me the courtesy of response
and
saying, no, we don't want to do it.
In your experience, what does that mean, Steve?
It means that they can't justify that their position. It means they're hiding something. Whenever people are censoring people that they disagree with, it means that they're afraid of open debate and don't want to talk about the question. even someone like Paul Offit, who claims that he's just a scientist and he wants to follow the science, I have reached out to Paul Offit through intermediaries since he won't take my calls directly, and he refuses to have any kind of dialogue. And then I saw a video of him where he was approached by the producers of Vaxxed, which is a movie talking about the other side of the picture, the harms caused by the vaccine. And Paul Offit was asked, hey, you know, would you like to appear in our movie? We'd like to ask you some questions. You can explain your point of view and defend your point of view. And he basically said, fuck you.
Wow.
He told him to basically fuck off. I mean, and he used that language. You know, so this tells you that these people do not want to be questioned at all by anyone who disagrees with
and
them.
Steve,
and the
we've
reason
now got,
is they can't justify their position.
We've now got the former head of Google, Schmidt, Eric Schmidt. We've got Hotez. We've got the UN official saying they want NATO and the UN to suppress people's speech and maybe even send in troops. I mean, this is getting apocalyptic. This is getting megalomaniacal.
Yeah, you can't. Look, anytime you're trying to suppress any kind of speech, it means you're on the wrong side of the issue. You don't need to be a scientist to figure out who's telling you the truth. Anybody who's calling for, anyone who has a censorship list, like the disinformation dozen censorship list, these people are on the wrong side of history. Every single time
they
when
are.
Censorship has been used, people are on the wrong
side. Well, Steve, you say they're not racing the exits, but that process, I think you said you agree, is starting. What do you make of Zuckerberg? And I'm going to get into all the technicals. There's a lot more on that. And what do you make of them trying to launch all these new emergencies and an emergency authorization for the bird flu shot? I think it's pretty clear they've got part of Massachusetts locked down right now over mosquito, that they're trying to get the fear going again.
Oh, yeah. You know, the COVID vaccines were approved under emergency use authorization. Where's the emergency? Alex, where's the emergency? Like, there is no emergency. Biden ended the emergency. Why are we still approving drugs under emergency use authorization? It's because they can. The law lets them get away with it even though there's no emergency. Biden, like, I don't know when it was. It was many months ago. Maybe it was a year ago that Biden said the emergency is over. So why is the FDA doing emergency use authorizations for the latest COVID vaccines? You know, and the other thing that's really troubling to me is that there aren't any success anecdotes. Like when I ask for people who've been harmed by the vaccine, I get inundated with all sorts of horror stories of the vaccines and people know someone. And my doctor friend said, you know, everyone in the military knows someone, everyone in the military knows someone who's been injured by the vaccine. And so, but where are the success stories, Alex? I have never heard a success story. I've been looking at CNN. I've been looking at New York Times, Washington Post. You know, there's nothing.
Fauci's had
there
six
no
shots. Fauci's had six shots and has had COVID. Is it three or four times?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. The more shots you get, the more likely you are to get COVID. They prove that in the military. I got the stats in the military. It's like, people who are unvaccinated weren't getting COVID anywhere close to the rate that people who are vaccinated getting COVID. So the military has this data. They're simply ignoring it. And it's so tragic. And yet we don't see in the New York Times or CNN, we never see that success story. We never see a case where that nursing home rolled out the vaccines and the 10 deaths they were getting per month went to zero from COVID after the shots rolled out. And in fact, the stories that I hear are just the reverse. The stories that I see, and I can see it in the Medicare data. I know there's this one clinic that I'm aware of. I know when they rolled out the shots because I got a call from someone who knows, who has a relative that works there. And I know when the shots were rolled out. Before the shots rolled out, they were having one death a week and very consistently. After the shots rolled out, they were having eight deaths per week.
Wow.
For the next 3 weeks straight after the shots rolled out. That's not a coincidence. These shots are a disaster. That's why there are no success stories anywhere. There are no success stories in the nursing homes. There are no success stories in the geriatric practices. There are no success stories in the military. There are no success stories, period. And in fact, there was even a study that was published in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, it was done by a very famous epidemiologist at the VA. And what was interesting is that when you look at the data and you reanalyze the data, and I did a paper on published in preprints on this. When you look at the data, it actually proves that the COVID vaccines and the flu vaccines were completely ineffective in reducing the rate of hospitalization. In other words, the COVID vaccines and the flu vaccines do not work. They do not prevent hospitalization, which means they have effectively no benefit because they also increase the risk of infection.
Sure. And Steve, so, I got you to digress off into that, but you're the real expert on the latest numbers of deaths, the statistics. So the 15 minutes we have left, I'm going to try all the data you've got, just give us the latest dump and then what you think we do about stopping them doing this again.
Okay, so the numbers you can estimate, the numbers that you get in terms of overall numbers, sort of an average number, is somewhere on the order of 2 per 1,000 people who got the vaccine. 2 of them were killed by the vaccine. And these people, when they die of cardiac arrest, they die of ischemic stroke, they die of intracranial hemorrhage, they die of turbo cancers, they'll die of DVT, whatever. But they'll die of these things that exist, and so they never put them down as a COVID vaccine death. They put them down as a cardiac arrest death or what have you. And so when you look at the numbers and you talk to physicians, and I've talked to many physicians directly, and the average for sort of an all age ranges is about 2 deaths per 1,000. So there have been about 270 million people in America who've gotten the shots. So we're looking on the order of over 500,000 deaths that have been caused by these vaccines. And it might be more than that. It might be a little bit less. But it's on the order of 600,000 Americans that have died from the vaccine.
What about globally? Your numbers of 18 million, 25 million, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's somewhere on the order of, it's well over 10 million. It's probably between 10 and 20 million people have been killed by the vaccine worldwide.
Wow.
And, so, you know, if you just look at the numbers, you know, 5 billion people, you multiply that by 2, that's 10 million. Other people will estimate a higher number than that. I think Denny Rancourt estimated 17 million, but we're all in the same ballpark here. We're all within a factor of 2 of each other. So, you know, 17 million people worldwide, or even just 10 million people worldwide, this is a disaster beyond all proportions. This is like multiple world wars, and it's being caused by the governments who basically just don't want to look at their data, don't want to admit it, and won't expose the data. Look, if these vaccines are saving lives, then just expose the data. Expose the record-level data, just like the Czech Republic did. There is no harm in doing that. Everybody will then have the numbers. And people like Tom Jefferson, who want to do evidence-based medicine, will be able to have the data to do their jobs. But the governments worldwide keep this data from the people. And that is very troubling. It shows that they're hiding something.
Tell us about the check. Tell us about the check data. Tell us about the check data. You just mentioned that you wrote an article about it.
Yeah, so the check data, somebody issued a Freedom of Information Act request to the Czech government. Now, the Czech government the Czech Republic government keeps very detailed stats. I mean, really impressed with the stats that they keep. And so they actually were able to respond to a FOIA request. Normally, these FOIA requests get denied because they put the vaccination data in a different database than the death data. And they say, FOIA request, but we're not required to do a database join so that we can tell you when these people died. And without the database join, you're stuck. You can't do anything. But the Czech Republic responded to the FOIA request and either did the join or they had pre-done the join, the database join. So they were able to give us the records. So the records then were in plain sight for 4 months and nobody knew about them. And I just happened to be talking to a researcher in the Czech Republic, and he casually mentions to me that, yeah, we have this insurance data, but we also have the data for the entire country. And I go ballistic when I hear that. I say, what? You have data from the entire country? Sure. And he said, sure. Yeah, it's been on the internet for 4 months. I said, tell me where. And then I spend the next 2 weeks full time analyzing that data. And I find a way to analyze that data by doing a brand comparison between brands. And I look, because the only difference in the Czech Republic between getting a Pfizer shot and Moderna shot is just pure luck. It was, you weren't allowed to choose. You are just assigned a brand. And so it's effectively like the large world's largest randomized trial. And what we found very conclusively is for all age groups, 40, and this is 5 year age groups, and we can do it single 8 year age groups too. 40 years old up to 95 years old for like every single age. The Moderna shots were far, far more deadly than the Pfizer shots. And this is an all-cause mortality increase. Vaccines are never supposed to increase your all-cause mortality. They're always supposed to make you less likely to die. They're never supposed to make you more likely to die. And this is unimpeachable data. It's been reviewed by lots of people, lots of
smoking gun,
and nobody's talking about it. And no epidemiologist on the other side is saying, hey, look at this check data. It's proof that vaccines are safe and effective. And the fact that this data has never been available before, and nobody on the pro-vaccine side is looking at this data, means that, yeah, this data is like a touching of the third rail here. If you touch this, you're dead. You can't survive as an epidemiologist because you have to admit that the vaccines are not safe. The vaccines are killing people. There's no other way to look at this data.
How does it correspond with the other big leak where they had the triple databases together in New Zealand?
So in New Zealand, we had less data than the Czech Republic, because the Czech Republic, we've got data for 10 million people. In New Zealand, we have data on 4 million people, but we only had about a third of the vaccination records. So we didn't have all the vaccine records, and we only had one brand of vaccine used in New Zealand. And so that's problematic, because you now have to compare the unvaccinated with the vaccinated, and this has always been problematic because the vaccinated typically die at half the rate of the vaccinated, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with the vaccine. It has to do with the people who opt for vaccines are typically far healthier than people who don't take the vaccines. Now that has nothing to do with that vaccinated people are healthier, because people who get all the vaccines are far less healthy than equivalent people who get no vaccines. So it's not like you should be getting vaccines. Nobody should be getting any vaccines. If I had to live my life over, I never would have gotten any shots. If I had a choice,
so you're saying,
I never would have gotten a single shot.
But you're saying you had better range finding with the Czech Republic because you had two different shots to compare as well.
I had brands. I had multiple brands because I could look at AstraZeneca. I could look at Moderna. I could look at Pfizer, and I could look at Novavax. And so I could actually do a brand comparison in terms of efficacy and safety. And what it showed was that there was no efficacy whatsoever in these shots. And the safety, it was all in safety. It was all the difference in the different brands has nothing to do with effectiveness against COVID, which was zero.
It's just how effective it's making you sick or killing you. So, but I remember early on researchers said Moderna was way worse. What, isn't it the same thing, just three times stronger?
Moderna, yeah, that's right. So Pfizer is a 30 microgram shot, and Moderna is about over three times more at 100 micrograms. So Moderna is three times the dose. And since we know that these vaccines are causing nothing but harm, the more dose you get of the harm, the worse it's going to get. So why should we be surprised when Moderna, which has anywhere, because some Moderna shots were 50 micrograms, so anywhere from 1.5 times the Pfizer dose to three times the Pfizer dose, we shouldn't be surprised at all that Moderna had a higher mortality rate, all-cause mortality after the shot. Now, we've seen the exact same signal in other databases. So in the VAERS database, we saw a 1.3 times increase, exactly the same number as in the Czech Republic data. And so we're seeing confirmation that this check data matches what's in the VAERS database. Sure. It matches what's in the yellow card system. It matches with all of these systems. And it even matches the increase found in the randomized trials where the Moderna shots actually had 1.5 times the number of side effects versus of serious adverse events versus the Pfizer shots on a per shot basis.
So this is pretty much open and shut. We really appreciate you spending the hour with us. People should follow you on X. They should follow your Substack. How do we get you with this open and shut data in front of Congress, or what needs to happen now? Because the same group's going to try it again. They already are.
Yeah, I've been trying to reach out to the staffs of the people who are speaking out, and they just ignore me. They say, "Oh, what district are you in?" And I say, "I'm in California," and it's like, you know, click, don't call us, we'll call you. The champion though of this has been Ron Johnson. So Johnson always takes my calls, and Ron Johnson has just been in the Senate. He's just been a champion of this, and a champion for the vaccine injured, and a champion for truth. And he's gotten lots of flack in the media for doing this. He's called anti-science and so forth. But, you know, to his credit, he's not giving up. He's not taking the easy road and just saying, okay, I'm not going to talk about this. Ron Johnson is just an amazing human being. And I really got to give him a lot of credit for speaking out and for speaking for the giving a voice for the vaccine injured. And there are plenty of these people, and also holding these sessions in Washington DC where he invites both sides to the table to have a dialogue. And the only people that show up are people on our side. And we're showing up with the evidence showing that these vaccines are unsafe, that nobody should take these vaccines. They have no benefit whatsoever. And they're nothing but downside.
Steve Kirsch, we're out of time. Your message is watch out. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Very powerful. All right, we have huge breaking news on the grabbing of the Telegram founder and information with the amazing guest that is coming up, Daniel Estulin. Please remember, I can't do this without you. We're saving a lot of lives here. The globalists are after us. They can't operate if we're still on air. Please support us. Plus, get great products. Go to our great sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. That's my dad. All the great supplements, all the great nano silver toothpaste and products, and Next Level Foundational Energy. It's not a stimulant. It is the breakdown of high-quality methylfolate that is the breakdown of the cells of folic acid that most people can't fully process. It gives you incredible energy with no letdown. It's got a bunch of other great compounds in it as well. Next Level Foundational Energy is selling out, but it's still available discounted at drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. And there's so many other great products there, like Kaba Chill. It isn't a depressant, but it makes you relaxed and clean and focused. We got incredible stuff that is a stimulant that's amazing, and that is Top Brain and so much more. Top Brain, Kaba Chill, it's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Please support our sponsor and get great products. If you want to keep us on air, go there now. I'll introduce hour number four with Daniel Estulin.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this happens when you do 4 hours a day live and you got three shows you do that are every day and special reports. We have a lot of great guests, great producers and book people. Daniel Esselin's amazing. We got time zones or something crossed with him, so he's not going to be hosting this hour. You're stuck with me. I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me, which is great because I want to take your phone calls. Since we just hit an hour on the poison shots and the real numbers are over 30 million dead now. They just cursed me, very conservative. You count the turbo cancers and all that. They're just stuff that's totally clear. It's like 20 million. Let's open the phones up on one big subject coming up the next segment. I'll open the phones up, get the number out. What has your experience been as a nurse or a doctor or a military person or just a mother, a father, grandma, a grandpa, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter? What have your experiences been with the Moderna, with the Pfizer, with the J&J, with the AstraZeneca? Because they want us to forget about this. And they stopped part of their hysteria for a year, and now they're right back with lockdowns and controls and stay in your houses and all the rest of it. All over the country in blue cities. Oh, Zika. Oh, this thing. Oh, that thing. Oh, monkeypox. Oh, mpox. Same thing, different name. Thinking that'll scare you. Oh, the triple E. Oh, the bird flu. It's happening. They're trying to ram through a UN treaty. The UN's declared another emergency. 68 days out from the election. You can talk about your experiences with the shot or just your take on them trying to bring it all back. We are going to open the phones up when I come back. When some stations join us, I want to give the number out to not just people on the internet, which are great, but everybody on the 300 plus radio stations that we're on. So we haven't turned the phone system on yet. It's a digital system. I'm going to flip it on when I come back at 6 after. We're going to take your calls for this hour. And then the war room with the great Owen Schroyer. It's coming up 3 p.m. By the way, Owen's been here 8 years, and he does over 8 years, a fabulous job, but he just gets better and better. So does Harrison Smith. Harrison Smith was really good years ago. Now he's excellent, and so is Owen. A lot of times I'll stop and watch the show, and I'm like, oh, I've got work to do. I can't watch or listen, and they're just knocking it out of the park. So we're doing 10 hours of live transmission today. If InfoWars survives, which there's a lot of strategic reasons. I don't want to get into inside baseball. But we will know by late November whether InfoWars is going to continue on. There's a very good chance it is. And that's why they panicked and tried to shut us down without a court order 8 weeks ago. And people thought I was joking and it was in the news. No, they came to shut it down. Federal agents that the court had appointed, but without the court's order, he fired them. And there was a hearing 2 weeks later. And then they were like, well, we'll still get you. And the judge said no. But then there's a process where, because I'm in personal bankruptcy, I've already declared seven, I'm out of it basically, then I own this company as an LLC, the assets will be sold. So that the assets went on sale last week. They're going to have auctions coming up the next few months. And there's a lot going into that. And there's obviously patriots that want to buy, you know, the system. And then we continue on, and I work for those folks if I choose to, which if they're good people, I will. If not, they say they've got, you know, Soros-type people. They say big guys, Democrats. I believe they're going to come in here just to shut it down. And then if that's the case and they outbid the people, then you see it in front of the world what it is, what they said they wanted. And I've not given up. I've not backed down. I've gone 110%. And we are continuing on. And there's a lot of other inside baseball of that, but I tell you, the big variable, that's you. We need this place to be in the black to be able to have the buyers and go forward. And because of supply chain problems and the CRO trying to sabotage us, and that it was court appointed, but was obviously an operative, and working with the U.S. trustee admittedly to shut us down illegally, they didn't order product. They got rid of our sponsors. They basically tried to kill this place, but we have survived. I sold almost everything I had just to prop it up before I went into bankruptcy. I was putting money into this place while it was in bankruptcy. And so now I'm out of money, which is fine. It's a liberating feeling. It's been a hassle, actually, but I'm out of bullets. I've only got you now. And it was you that helped me before. Reason I had some capital backed up. It was emergency backup. And it was always there. Family's like, oh, aren't you sad? You're selling your house and doing this and that. I said, it was always there. I didn't have a big house because I wanted a big house. I'm actually happier, you know, living in a smaller home. And but I just want to stay in the fight. And it's you that keeps in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're opening up the phones for your personal experience or family's experience or your eyewitness accounts of the Franken-shots. And I've done this probably in the last 4 years, or I guess 3.5 since they started the poison shots. I've done this about probably 40, 50 times we've done this. I know I've done it at least probably 10 times so far this year, so it's probably more than 50 times. And we've never had one person call in that liked the shot that it helped them. And they admit, in the mainline studies, it doesn't protect you, it lowers your immunity. And I have the Pfizer scientists going, this is going to be great for business. After 3 shots, your immune system's almost totally gone. It just turns your white blood cells off. It's kind of like AIDS. I mean, this is mad scientists, and they know exactly what they're doing. So all that incredible info we just covered in the last hour with Steve Kirsch, that guy is a hero. I mean, he goes out and ferrets out the documents. And all over the world, from the Czech Republic to Germany to the UK to the US to Canada to Australia to New Zealand, same numbers. Right up front, kills 2 out of 1,000, and then you start increasing your death rate from cancers and other things. But what it really does is attacks the testicles and ovaries. It's really a sterilant. But it's so powerful it tends to kill a lot of people. But they're willing to do that to depopulate. And now, for the first time since the Black Plague, 500 and something years ago, life expectancy is going down. World population's peaked and it's going down. So you have to face what it is. They don't put rat and bug poison, fluoride, in the water because they like you. And now, federal government admits it's all true about fluoride. So vindication, 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 vindication. You know, I didn't put this clip out, but others did. I put out the other clips from Tucker yesterday when he was live with us on Real Alex Jones, but he was making the point about the gay frogs, and that's just something else on the endocrine disruptors that we've been fully vindicated on. But I was vindicated then. South African studies, Chinese studies, European studies, U.S. studies, Mexico studies, Brazilian studies. I mean, so many studies on frog populations. Some of these frogs have almost gone extinct because the chemical runoff of atrazine pesticide and the other chemicals. I mean, and again, they choose these. These are tiny amounts of this in the water, bends the gender, gives you cancer. Reduces fertility. Here's Tucker on the gay frogs.
Realize, oh, he's so bad because
He's telling me things I kind of suspected were true. I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday with Bobby Kennedy, really an amazing interview. And right in the middle of it, he's like, you know, atrazine, you know, it can change the sex of frogs. And he was on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt him. I was like, I think Alex Jones made that point like 15 years ago and was mocked. And now it's just the science. You are described as a lunatic, like a mental patient needing like full-time care because you were such a danger to yourself and society when you said that, turning the frogs gay. And now it's just like, well, that's just the science. That's the science. It's the science. You know, and when is someone going to call Alex Jones and be like, hey, Alex Jones, you were right about the frogs. Sorry.
Now the committees decided to shut down one of the most popular journalists on the right, Alex Jones. Yes, journalist. Jones is often mocked for his flamboyance, but the truth is he has been a far better guide to reality in recent years. In other words, a far better journalist than, say, NBC News national security correspondent Ken Delanian or Margaret Brennan of CBS. Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second. And if Jones sat down with Tony Fauci, he would ask him real questions, just as journalists are supposed to do. He wouldn't just slobber all over him. But Alex Jones makes fun of Joe Biden, so the January 6th committee is threatening him with prison. Now, the irony here, and there are many layers of irony here, but the main one is that Alex Jones isn't simply innocent of inciting crime on January 6th. Alex Jones actively worked to prevent crimes from taking place on January.
All right, nice words from Tucker. Let me give out the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, right there on screen for TV viewers, 877-789-2539. And again, we're taking calls on 4.5 years into the COVID tyranny, 3.5 years into the poison COVID shots, mass death, tens of millions dead, and the same criminals are trying to bring it all back again. But Zuckerberg's headed for the tall grass. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. While we're lining those calls up, the great Chase Geyser's put together a little time capsule video from one of our shows in the past to see what came true. Here it is. Why is it the same program all over the world? Run by fascists, run by communists, run by corporatists. Because it's a plan to end us. To turn us into animals like factory farm chickens or pigs.
This is 2016.
If we act like it, we deserve it.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Now they're coming out.
Visit InfoWars.com.
With cows that don't fart. Genetically engineered Bill Gates. And more often than not, the number one theme is global censorship of news and information. But we have parallel media that is exposing it in real time. The next logical move for them to engage in is the takeover and the shutdown of that media. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. He calls for this in the emails. This is already going on. We have the emails, after all. Soros document, regulate internet to favor open society supporters. When they say open society, they mean global government overrunning your national sovereignty, installing tyranny. Just look at that demon in that photo. You're a TV viewer. And meanwhile, AP reports Pope Francis chats in person with Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook. That's right. They're organizing everything together. He's calling for censorship. The Pope is saying Europe being Christian is abhorrent, disgusting. These are quotes. Why is it the same program all over the world? Run by fascists, run by communists, run by corporatists. Because it's a plan to end us. To turn us into animals like factory farm chickens or pigs. And if we act like it, we deserve it. This is a program. It's not my opinion. I'll use the allegory again. It's like cops busting in to the serial killer's house because they found a dead body in their car, and they go down and there's videotapes, VHS tapes of them torturing 20, 30, 40 different women and chopping them up and burying them under the floorboards, and then a journal, how he did it, when he did it, when he picked them up. It's open and shut. I have to sit here metaphorically every day digging up more of the bodies. They don't even hide them. And then I get to tell the public what's going on. People go, oh, that's your opinion. No, this is not my opinion. But see, now your children are totally raised by the state. And now the final phase is coming in. And they have George Soros funding black groups that are actually asking for a return to slavery where there weren't even men in the household and the women were brought into the house and the men were kept out in the barn. Now the men are kept in the prison or in the state system, and the women come and get jobs with the state. But see, the general public doesn't know all this. So you're looking at actual slavery being brought in as a right. And then they're saying we are dedicated, we are committed to, that's the quote, we are committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure required by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another and especially our children to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. And they will define what you're comfortable with in a collective. And guess what? The UN says they're going to censor everybody as Facebook and others are already doing in Europe. In fact, Facebook is being recruited to run the program intergovernmentally as an NGO. Oh, and then the next article, that's Wall Street Journal. Daily Caller, just this is today, Soros document, undisputed, regulate internet to favor open society supporters, and then they start shutting you off economically where you can't operate. Oh, they won't let Christians or conservative groups have 501c3s. They won't let veterans groups have 501c3s. They won't let libertarian groups have 501c3s. They won't let have law enforcement fraternal organizations that are patriotic have 501c3s. First, they won't let you have access to the tax exemption. Then they start auditing you. They start persecuting you. This isn't even about Trump. It's the unified control of the dinosaur media and everyone in lockstep. This is shameful. They're getting ready for new banker bailouts. It's being announced. New looting of the taxpayers. They'll all go along with it. They'll go along with any new wars the establishment starts, and they'll go along with intensified persecution of anyone that's pro-America, anyone that isn't a traitor, anyone that doesn't want race war, anyone that doesn't want to shoot cops in the back of the head when they're changing tires or pumping gas, anyone who isn't a mindless scumbag servant of George Soros. We are in such incredible peril right now. And the stacks go on and on and on with the censorship now happening. My life is like a James Bond movie. The New World Order is here to kill you and your family. But first, dumb you down, make you sick, and suck everything out of you. When you finally get it, is the minute we start turning the tide against these people. I got the blueprints. You can have the blueprints. Yep, that's vintage Alex Jones. I was hitting on all cylinders, still am, but in different ways. 2016, 8 years ago, giving you tomorrow's news today. All right, Phoenix, Todd, Brandon, Christian, Joe, Jay, Austin, Will, Mr. Bones, Shannon. We're taking all your calls in the 44 minutes left today ahead of Owen Schroyer. Phoenix in New York on the COVID cancer shots. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, sir? I was just wondering if you could pull up real quick the definition of cancer and the definition of mRNA. It's the same exact thing. You show everybody it makes your cells express proteins. The only difference is in the mRNA, they say specific proteins. I just left a message for Mr. Johnson, Ron Johnson, asking him if he can please elaborate what specific proteins makes a difference. It's a cancer shot. It's biometric. Operation Warp Speed was a military operation to maim America, to take us out before they come in. Now, ask not what a tyrant can do for you, but ask what we can do for a tyrant. If we do not form an anti-tyranny task force and rectify this situation, everyone in Congress, Republican and Democrat, went along with a fake virus under false pretense to roll out Emergency Use Authorization Act so they could push deadly drugs. And I'm seeing carnage. I'm seeing people get cancer. I'm seeing young, healthy, strong, fighting-age men. The wife finding them dead on the couch, all right? Voting for other tyrants is not going to fix it, all right, America? Okay? You got to get skin in the game, and we got to form an anti-tyranny task force underneath our it's legal, it's lawful for us to protect ourselves. Tyrants are not going to protect us. Begging for another election is not going to stop it, all right? So everyone's got to get serious. This is crunch time, because if you thought last time was bad when Trump got in, now they got millions of military-age men that have been getting trained in their countries to kill us, all right? That's what's going down. And that Chinese weather balloon was stalling in correlation with the biometric tracking shot. You know, are you aware of that, Mr. Jones?
Well, I like the urgency in your voice. I agree with everything except saying the tracking balloon. They've got satellites, balloons. They've got ground Huawei every time with the Chinese. I mean, they've got I mean, Huawei is running some of the big voting machine companies. I mean, we've got Chi-Com surveillance and globalist surveillance and Israeli surveillance. And
they're all working together, brother. They're all working together.
I hear you.
Stop it. All right? Everyone's working together. It's the people versus them. Are you on our side or are you on their side? You know what I mean? Benjamin Netanyahu's pulling the strings for all these puppets. Enough. Enough. Put up the definition of cancer and the definition of mRNA. Show everybody. It's real simple. They hit everybody with a cancer biometric tracking shot. All right? Let's stop playing freaking games over here, man.
Well, I don't think I'm playing the games. We just spent an hour exposing the shots cause cancer, and it definitely is mutagenic.
But put it up on the screen.
Hold on. Let me talk a little bit now. Well, I guess they can. Anybody out there wants to type in mRNA's definition versus cancer, they're obviously similar. We've talked about this probably 5,000 times since they released COVID, probably a couple thousand times before they did. I predicted it all, laid out their documents, and it's definitely true this is going on. And Netanyahu did say he's going to use all the Israeli population to, quote, test drugs on. And that's definitely, what's happened with these criminal governments, and they are definitely working together, and people have to face the full horror of that, and that's what we're doing. I thought you were mad at the New World Order. And I agree with your urgency. It sounds like you're kind of mad at me, Phoenix. Tell me what I can do better, and I'll try.
Well, first of all, it's not the New World Order, okay? The New World Order is the people that are getting killed. That's us. It's the Old World Order, and it's not globalist. It's Zionist, okay? So let's brand this correctly, okay? It's the Zionist Old World Order. It's the money lenders. It's been going on for freaking however long. It's the dawn of time, these scumbags, all right? We have a golden opportunity to take a tragedy. They laid out all the evidence. This is a slam.
Okay, so let me respond to some of this. I go on X and I get constantly criticized for working with a Zionist. I don't. Never been to Israel. I don't just hate Israel because it's Israel. And I expose all the corrupt things that any of these governments do. And I do think that there is a, globalist, Zionist mafia that's heavily involved in the New World Order. But then when I criticize communist China spying on us and being heavily involved as well, the people that they go, all evil can only come from Zionists. Even people like Nick Fuentes agrees communist China is a big serious threat. So there's a lot of different groups and organizations. I just oppose all of it. Lockdowns, the UN, the globalists, the New World Order, BlackRock, all of it. And so I'm just trying to get people to be aware of what's going on. Are you saying that if Jews didn't exist on Earth, or Zionists, as you call them, I guess that's Jews that support the current political state of Israel and all of that, are you saying the world would be free and open, like it would be the return of Christ, like evil would be out of the earth? I mean, are you saying there aren't evil people of every group?
Well, I did not say that at all. I said Zionist, right? Is that correct? I don't want you to misrepresent what I said.
It was very clear what I said.
I
answer my question. Put him on hold. He's not. I said you said Zionist. I'm not going to have a fake argument with you. I'm going to ask you a question. If the Jews were all teleported to another dimension, a happy little planet for them, what would happen to the earth right now?
Wrong. I didn't say that.
I can't talk to you anymore, man. You see, you're not having a discussion with me. I gave you way more time, like 6-7 minutes than other callers get. So you didn't get cut off. I would have had a long discussion with you, but I just can't. I can't handle it. Screaming at me that long, I'm done talking to you, okay? And it's so retarded when I go on X and I see people going, he works for the Vatican, he works for the Jews, he works for the Masons, what else? I'm Bill Hicks. I work for the CIA. I am 100% my own man up here for 3+ hours already exposing the tyrants and their projects and what they're doing. And so I know it feels good to always say you're better than me. And then you're morally superior. I'm doing bad things. You feel good about yourself. You're better than me. So let's just say you, caller, what was his name? Phoenix, you are better than me, okay? And if it makes you feel good, I work for Israel. That's not true. And not people like Phoenix, but other people. I will explain symbols on air. It always happens. And I'll go to a lot of people. You do the index finger to the thumb. To me growing up in TV commercials, you'd see like an Italian food ad and go, delicioso, or a French ad, bon appetit. And I remember seeing people at restaurants saying, how do you like the food? Is it good? To me, this means A-OK. That's what it means in sign language. I was always brought up to think this means A-OK, and then this means I love you. But people will take this shot of me showing that symbol and say, look, he's doing devil horns on air. He's a devil, even though I'm showing you the symbols. That's called dishonesty. Okay? And so, great. You're better than me. You're real. I'm not, Phoenix. And you called in. Nobody screened your call. We just made sure you had a good, clean phone line. Put you on the air. We asked what you were calling about, but you disagree. Agree. Head of the line. And then you're about to have a heart attack. Like you're talking to the guy that gave people poison shots or something. So, man, you just need to not be so angry, and you might recruit more people to your way of thinking if you weren't. I mean, I get screaming for 30 seconds or yelling about something, but yelling at somebody over the telephone and and just trying to fight over things, because I asked you a question you wouldn't answer. You started hyperventilating, and maybe that's a question like, if the Jews were all sent to Pluto, would it fix all our problems? And the answer is, no, I don't think so. So my issue is, I don't care if it's a Jew or a Chinese person or a German or a Hispanic person. I'm going to judge them off what they stand for and what they do. Okay? And so that's what I try to do. And I'm a big critic of Israel, made films about the USS Liberty, talked about Israel's stand down. None of that means anything to the people that just about Israel all day. So I'm not here exposing Israel. When I expose Israel for bad stuff to prove something to you or to get on your good side, I'm doing it because I would do that anyways. That's what I'm doing. And then you people don't ever even recognize any of that because I don't talk about Jews for 4 hours a day. We have guests on that talk about Israel sometimes. We do it, but I can't do it. I mean, I'll tell you this. I just don't have Jews on the brain. It's not really my thing. So when Israel does something wrong, I call balls and strikes, and Israel does a lot of evil crap and is heavily infiltrated into our government. It's terrible. So are the British intelligence. So is the Chi-Coms. So is, you know, the big banks, the big tech. It's a bunch of crooks at the top. But Netanyahu's got a 20% approval rating in Israel. A lot of folks don't like him over there. So I'm not going to put a whole group of people in there and say, well, you're bad. So you just gobbled up. You know, I'm trying to talk about shots here, and it just goes back to the Jews did it. And yeah, Victor Borla's Jewish and Larry Fink's Jewish. Great. You can go make your own decisions and go, man, 80% of the big pharma heads are Jewish. That is a little weird. And we have guests on that talk about it. And we should have a discussion about that. And the ADL's quarterback get rid of free speech. I mean, definitely, you know, some of these Jewish groups feel like everybody else has to be slaves because they've been victimized. And then the victims, and Jews have been victimized some, then a lot of times become the victimizers. And so I'm not going to be victimized by the ADL or Larry Fink or Victor or Albert Bourla. Okay? And I think they're crooks. But that means nothing to you. It gets you more. See, I think, and I know Hitler was bad. See, you're, oh no, Hitler was great. He did all these great things. And then I see people put their Hitler history out. It's not accurate. So you have to understand, I have my views. And I don't like Stalin, I don't like Mao, I don't like Hitler, I don't like Pol Pot, I don't like Fidel Castro, I don't like Genghis Khan, I don't like those people, okay? And so that's where I stand. Now, I'm going to try to move on now here. I hope Phoenix is okay and hasn't had a heart attack. Brandon in Boston, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just first things first, I've been listening to you and following you since pre-9/11. I appreciate everything you've been doing for us in our country for the better part of 30 years.
Thank you.
You truly are a light that we all need. Sorry if I get a little emotional here, but my story kind of goes like this. I was forced to take a vaccination in order to see my daughter, who had some genetic issues, be born. And following that, my wife also had to get forced vaccinated while she was pregnant to have these babies born here in a Boston hospital. Cut quickly to 2 years later, I'm currently trying to figure out what type of cancer I now have. I've been a healthy person for the better part of my entire life. I would run 20, 30 miles a week.
Wow.
I always ate healthy. I didn't have any problems in my system whatsoever. All of a sudden, like I say, cut to 2 years later, and bam, I don't know if I got lymphoma, leukemia, or what, but I know they're rushing all my tests. I've had many, many blood tests over the last month and a half, many chest x-rays, many pelvic x-rays. They can't seem to figure out how or why.
Stay there. Don't hang up. I wasn't looking at the clock. I got to go to break, Brandon. Don't hang up. This is what the oncologist told me when my wife's dad was dying in the hospital. They were like, oh, yeah, we watched the show. There are a lot of new cancers. There are all these new things. It just grows weird tumors all over you. There's ways to see. I'm not your doctor, but it may not even be cancer. They're just going to call the lumps cancer. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vorrà sì l'antibus ocellis fortu amici vorrà su tra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Brandon in Boston, start over. So you're saying you had a baby that had some medical issues, correct me if I'm wrong, and then the hospital pressured you and lied to you, said you had to have shots, you and your wife be around your baby. And then now they're just now telling you, the oncologist, it looks like you've got some type of cancer. I'm not obviously diagnosing. I'm not a doctor. And if I was, I couldn't do it from afar. But the numbers I see is these create a lot of clots and things in the body. They even said when the shot started 3.5 years ago in mainstream news, oh, be ready for a lot of weird clots and things, but, you know, tell your doctor that that's not really cancer, as if you could tell your doctor. So, yes, it does cause all sorts of clots to grow. It triggers cancers. It restarts old cancers. It makes the cancers turbo cancer. We've had the head of the German oncology department come out like 2 years ago and said we're seeing record cancer from the shots. We're seeing people that are in total remission or cured. It comes back. And just saying, we got to stop this. So they know what they're doing. It's a depopulation weapon. Please continue.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly what I got going on in my story there. Like we said, it was a forced vaccination in order to see this baby be born. And, of course, I'm not going to not go in there and be with my wife to see my baby who has had a genetic disorder, which just on the good side of things, she does well. She's not having any issues with seizures anymore. So Godspeed, she's going to do well and have a great life. And hopefully I get to be around for all that. But just that's all I really wanted to get off my chest to you. And it was more so to say we appreciate my family. I appreciate what you do. And just keep fighting that fight, man. We'll support you in any way we can. Appreciate you.
Well, brother, I mean, I don't know all the details, but you mentioned they can't figure out what it is. They're doing all these tests. And that's what I've been seeing in the literature. I don't know if that's your case. Is it grows all sorts of weird clots. It does all sorts of weird things, and then they will misdiagnose you. The same medical system that terrorized you into taking the shot and did all of this and I'm not saying what you should do, but there's a lot of things that obviously are going to hurt you that are, I mean, I would listen to Dr. Peter McCullough and others. There's a lot of detox things, a lot of anti-spike things, things like nitric boost, and I'm not saying that's going to, handle your problems, but who knows what will happen in the body. I had Peter McCullough on last week, or was it even Monday? Time flies. It was Friday. And, he was talking about how to clear up a lot of the stuff that it's also being misdiagnosed. So be safe, brother, and we love you and we appreciate you.
All right. Appreciate you. Trump forever. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Great shape. Runs 30 miles a week. Probably pretty young, probably younger than me. Sounds like he's probably 40, 35. Who knows? I should have asked him. He's got cancer. And they admit it's causing cancer. I mean, they're just normalizing it. Hey, we kill you. Christian in Washington, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on the COVID poison shots. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
How's it going? Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
You're an awesome dude, and I don't know where the world would be without you, man. As far as the COVID shots, my wife's Nana's boyfriend died, pretty much dropped dead day after he got it. That was pretty dramatic, but my Nana's super liberal, so she wouldn't do anything to push and kind of look into it, so it was always just a mystery. But, yeah, man, I was in the military. I didn't get vaccinated. I got out after the end of 2018, so I didn't have to get forced to get it, but they force us to get all that other crap. I don't know how many vaccinations it is, but I went overseas as well, so I had to get a bunch.
Well, those were vaccinations, though a lot of them were experimental. And,
right, exactly.
But this is not a, quote, vaccine. This is a deadly gene therapy.
Right. I'm glad I didn't get that. I mean, but I've developed fibromyalgia at the end, and I got retired, so I've been dealing with that with the doctors, and they think more is going on, and I've just gotten over the poking and prodding. And I mean, I don't honestly care at this point. I'm trying to just live my best life. I'm a fishing guide, and I'm originally from Georgia, and I just hate Washington. It sucks so much.
It does, brother. Well, God bless you. I'm going to play a clip here from Tim Macy, and he is a officer in the Medical Corps in the Air Force, talking about the record level showing the record level devastation in their internal memos from the shots. Here it is.
So you may see my wife's recent post, and I want to elaborate on that and give you an example as to why reinstatement, back pay, and apologies isn't enough. So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMED data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today, I'm doing the same thing, 5-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%, ischemic heart disease, 69%, pulmonary heart disease, 62%, heart failure, 973%, other forms of heart disease, 63%, cardiomyopathy, 152%.
By the way, before I forget, I'm just going to tell the crew, I think I forgot to tell them this. Tommy Robinson is on at noon tomorrow, just so you guys don't forget. I forgot to tell you. Big updates. Let's go to Joe in Alabama. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to talk about the vaccine my wife got. She actually got 3 shots. So the last shot she got was a little over a year ago, but she didn't know nothing about it. She was, of course, you know, coerced to taking it by her job because she works for the government school. So anyway, so after we got married, that's when I found out she was vaccinated 3 times. I haven't got any shots, thankfully. Since the day one I came out, I just had a bad feeling about it. So right after I found out she got her shots, I forced her to go to the doctor, do blood work. And the particular test I had told her to take is the D-dimer test, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with it. It checks your how your blood's clotting. So our doctor,
yeah, you're talking about a D-dimer test.
Yes, that's right.
It shows you have blood clots. Yeah.
Right. So the doctor just looked at her and she, you know, she kind of thought we're crazy. I'm crazy because, you know, my wife, she's really young. She's healthy. Never had any health problems. They do her D-dimer test. It comes back elevated. That's the first marker. The second test she got done, I can't remember what the...
Listen, they had, this happened 3 years ago. They had Canadian and British labs, the same findings. And I've seen other ones since then. They did it, and 64% in both the UK and Canada of the people that took Moderna or Pfizer came back with D-dimer, meaning blood clots within a week of the shots. I mean, this is a fact.
Yeah, exactly. And I told my mom about it. You know, my brother got vaccinated. He's a nurse as well. So, and I told him to get his blood check, and he doesn't want to. He thinks I'm crazy too, but.
Oh yeah, because anyway, it is so crazy that the government and Big Pharma would try to kill you, but they are. Bill Gates says he wants to kill people and wants to reduce the population, but he wants to give you a shot to live longer. 2 + 2, folks.
Exactly. Right. So. My question is, I've been trying to search online, and there's just so much information out there, but I did try Dr. Peter McCullough's vitamins that he's been selling. I've been buying a 3-pack. So my wife started taking that a little like 6 months ago. I also put her on the Pro-Arginine. It's basically, I don't know if you heard about the product. It's by Synergy. It's kind of like the product you sell. It's supposed to thin your blood.
Yeah, listen, I'm no rocket scientist, and I'm not saying any of this is a panacea, so I'm not giving medical advice. High-quality 95% curcuminoid or any turmeric, period, is great as a mitigator. I know Dr. Mikovits says our nitric boost is a great formula. It's got everything you need in it for that. But, you know, regardless, the smartest thing to do is not take the shot. But I understand people got intimidated into it. If I was you, I'd get a lawyer and sue these people.
Yeah. That I'm trying to, you know, figure out what to do because I'm at this point. I don't know if I need to get life insurance for her, you know, plan the funeral. I don't know what's going to happen, but she got the vaccine she got was 3 different ones. It wasn't the same one. She got a Moderna, she got Pfizer, and she got some other vaccine from China.
Wow. Who the hell was pushing all that on her?
Yeah, the school did, the government school here.
Jeez, I know. That's the thing. The schools are like, they're not even doctors. Oh, we'll just mix them and see what they do. And again, all of them, whether it was J&J, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, the Pentagon came out before they released it and ordered them all to be ready to have the same effect. So whether it's an mRNA shot, Pfizer, Moderna, or a virus vector shot, J&J, AstraZeneca, they don't put it in via mRNA. They have a chimpanzee virus, one of them does, loaded with the DNA, RNA, and it shoots it into the cell and makes your cell create spike protein. So the Pentagon actually developed all this and then put the orders out to companies saying, however you do it, we want the body to create these cancer proteins. And like the caller that freaked out earlier was right. That's why I was wishing he would just settle down. I was wanting him to, you know, what he was saying was true. And it's just so diabolical. Well, God bless you, sir. I'm sorry to hear this is going on. Has your wife had anything positive happen since she started trying to mitigate things?
Oh, yeah. Her health has been, she's got COVID 3 times already. Those shots don't help. In fact, she's been having this cough, dry cough since I ever met her. And actually this morning she woke up and it sounded like she's got pneumonia. So she's supposed to be traveling. I wanted her to stay home, but she
well, was let me tell you this, and it's not because I sell it. You don't need to buy her X2 or X3. If she has an iodine deficiency, that triggers so many autoimmune disorders and issues. You can buy Himalayan salt. It has to be, that's the name of it, but it doesn't have to be from the Himalayas. That's the term everybody knows. It's pink, and the really good ones have little purple flecks in it. That's close to atomic iodine. Now you need that. X2 or X3 is even stronger. It's the same thing, just concentrated. Also, you don't have to get it from us. Just get organic 1,000 milligram vitamin C, preferably from rose hips, with zinc to take it into the cells. And I'm just telling you, get your wife on 1,000 milligram vitamin C. Okay. You don't need to get it from us. We sell a great one, but whatever you do, make sure it's organic vitamin C. And you can take more than 1,000 milligrams. The most you'll get if you took like 3,000 milligrams is diarrhea. So that Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize. You can't take enough vitamin C. A lot of people I know that have long COVID or have had from the shot. I mean, I go to a clinic once a month to get a glutathione IV because they're so good because your body doesn't really absorb it to the gut. And there's always people in there getting vitamin C. So go, if you've got the money, it's not that much, maybe $100, get your wife a vitamin C IV. God bless you. And I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm telling you what I would personally do. Mr. Bones in Boston, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. So good to be with you, and thank you so much for you and what all the team does. I'm looking at my COVID-19 vaccination record card from the CDC, and I keep it with me to remind me, don't fall for this nonsense again. I work for a big utility, and we were strongly encouraged to get these shots. And I got mine April, first one, it's a Moderna, and I got my shot April 2021, and then the second one in May. And, you know, I should have smelt a rat. When we got these shots, we got them in a cafeteria right at the utility, and they said, well, and the military came in and gave those vaccines to us. And they said, no, you can't leave after you get it. We want you to stay here and, sit for about 15 minutes. And, you know, and I did it twice because I was really fearful of losing my job. I didn't know what was going to happen, you know. And it's very insidious the way the company created the class system, you know. If you get the shots, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask in the building. But, you know, if you didn't, then you got to wear a mask. And so people would look at each other a little funny if you don't, you know what I mean? If you didn't have your mask on, oh, there's one of the vaccine, you know, deniers and that type of thing. But after the second shot, I started getting irregular heartbeats. I called the doctor and they said, well, you know, we'll monitor the condition and, you know, give us a call back if it worsens. And thank God it didn't worsen. But then I started to injure myself, tear my Achilles tendon, tear a ligament in my elbow, and all these kinds of things. Vertigo. I never suffered vertigo. These types of things. And really intense arthritic pain in my knees and other joints.
And by the way, that's the third most common thing. It's blood clots, and heart attacks, cardiovascular strokes, that whole area. And then the next thing is kidney and liver problems. But the next most common thing is serious joint pain because you never know where the spike protein is going to start producing. It starts doing it, you know, it's incredible what it does.
Yeah, and there's a plug for the product. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for turmeric 95 or bodies, the nitric oxide, the fish oil, the nerve renew, a joint relief, all that stuff helped me immeasurably. I can't tell you how much.
Oh, listen, if you go to some billionaire globalist house, it's nothing but high-end supplements. Like, these are all concentrates. Drugs are all copies and twisted patented forms of what's in Mother Nature. The Amazon rainforest has everything we need. And so anything we sell is badass. Because let me tell you something. I could get our supplements for cheaper than what the bottle cost. Instead, take DNA Force Plus, highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 and stuff. So it's costing us, you know, depending on the batch, like $25, $30 a bottle. You know, I mean, because it is the best, and that's what we do. We're thinking about people who want discount brands still getting quality, but not super high end. We can cut the prices in half, you know, because it'll cost us, you know, $10 a bottle, not $25 a bottle. But yeah. Anything else, brother?
Yeah. One nice little kicker was that after you got fully vaccinated, we were encouraged to take a picture of your vaccine card that shows you the lot number
and put it online.
And you send that to us. And I know it violated the HIPAA laws, but I even did that like a good little German soldier. You know what I mean? So mad at myself for getting
Well, that's how they sell it. Protect your wife. Protect your kids. Protect your family. Then Ernest Ramirez gives it to his son. He's dead 3 days later playing basketball. God bless you, sir. And I'm glad to hear you're doing better. We love you. And we appreciate you. Look, don't feel bad. I used to be, you know, not as smart as I am. I mean, I've learned more all the time. It's just part of life. That's why we're not God. Far from it. Austin in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Love you, brother. Always praying for you and
Thank
the crew,
you.
Of course. Just wanted to give you kind of a personal testimony in regards to my family. So several close family members, of course, received their vaccines, quote unquote, in 2021. And then instantly, mother-in-law, aunt, you know, get skin cancer multiple times, almost at the exact same time. And now here recently, I have an uncle, he's just turned 60, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic and colon cancer. Now, he was a big vaccine advocate, got all the boosters, and the doctors are telling him, here's what's weird, is that there's the same type of cancer, but they occurred separately, and they didn't spread to one another, something that they've not really seen, of course, up until recently, which just blows my mind.
Well, that's what I was saying to the earlier caller. They're like, we've never seen these cancers. We don't know what it is. That's what I'm saying is I've talked to oncologists. The studies are out. There's all these weird new things they've never seen.
Yes. It's incredibly alarming. And then, of course, you know, a lot of these individuals continue to get vaccinated and continue to get COVID, and they can't realize that, hey, they're jacking themselves up. And the sickest thing is our daughter's pediatrician's office, just all of them in general, they keep pushing this. Of course, we're not doing that to our children, my wife and I, but they are they're not going to stop. And, you know, why I think InfoWars.
Well, you know, the doctor's offices all get paid massive amounts of money per person they inject.
Yes. And I think when I called into you a few years ago, it even said that, hey, they might even secretly try to get the vaccine into your child without your consent.
And now they're saying they're doing it.
Yes. Exactly. It's all coming true. And it's just horrible because we're going to destroy our generation coming up if we allow this to happen. So I just love you guys keep fighting because obviously the vaccines aren't the only way that they're trying to kill us. So I'm just going to continue listening, supporting the show and praying for you guys.
God bless you, Austin. We're going to talk to John, Max, and Natalie. Got to move quick because the show's almost over, but let me just say this now. You have to admit the globalists are out to kill you. You have to read their own admissions where it's their plan. You have to see Pfizer saying their new business plan is increased cancer. That's their new big business with their stock going up. This is pre-planned, and you've got to all become Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones. You've got to all stand up and march out of your bunkers and face these people down. They can't have America surviving and have a world government because Americans might remember who they are. Americans might decide to stand up, and the New World Order cannot have that. So we all need to become info warriors today. That is the big commission. God gives the commission to save souls, and God wants you to march out and stand against these tyrants. Please pledge yourself to the fight against tyranny today. Speak up, stand up, support people that are telling the truth. Pray every day for a global awakening, and we can come through this together. But this is the new type of war, a covert war, a soft kill operation. John in Scotland, if I saw you were in Scotland, I've gone to you earlier. I apologize. I wasn't reading where people were calling from, just their names. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, it's John from Scotland. How you doing, Alex?
Welcome, sir.
How you doing? If you could bring up my Twitter, Alex, it's bringthenoise_X. What you will see is you will see me confronting the Prime Minister in our country, in the United Kingdom. It was myself that confronted Rishi Sunak in the UK, trying to get help and support for people that have been affected by that vaccine. That vaccine nearly killed me, Alex. And I'm standing here strong in Scotland, trying to raise as much awareness.
Well, John, let me stop because I missed the. What are you on X? The crew, pull it up. Say it slowly.
Bring the noise_X.
Bring the noise_X. Bring the noise_X. Go ahead.
Yeah, and if you look at my first video, you will see me confronting the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The reason I say bring the noise, Alex, is because they want us all to suffer in silence. They want the vaccine injured and bereaved all to be swept under the carpet. And this just goes to show the world, this goes to show the world that this government and all of these governments do not care about anybody at all. Because if that Prime Minister or the current Prime Minister in our country cared about us, they would have got in touch with myself. But they never, Alex. They ignored me, and they still continue to ignore the vaccine injured and bereaved in this country. I will never stop shouting from the rooftops, and I will continue to bring the noise. These guys have blood on their hands, and I don't care at this point.
And by the way, we pulled it up, so we're live now, but put a note in there. When we post this to X, with your call, we will clip of you confronting these monsters in there. Great points. Anything else? What happened when you took the shot?
I took the vaccine, Alex. I was bedridden for 14 months. I had a condition called POTS, which is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, neurological issues, gut issues. The list goes on, my friend. I was in a wheelchair. I've spent about £40,000, which is about $60,000, to try and get my life back. I've done so much to try and raise awareness, just like yourself, Alex, and trying to warn people about this poison. And the honest answer is, they do not care about any of us. And what's happening in the UK right now, Alex, they're trying to take away everybody's freedom of speech, and they're trying to shut everybody down. We're under complete dictatorship at this point, and it's getting worse.
Well, brother, I'd like to have you on as a guest. What's your full name? We see you all over the news.
My name is John Watt, my friend. After I'd done that with the Prime Minister, Alex, they hacked everything. They shut down my bank accounts. They took my big Twitter account away from me. I had 55,000 followers.
Yeah, they failed to kill you, so they wanted to kill your ability to fight back. Listen, yeah. We'll get your name and number. I'd like to have you on as a guest. I apologize to Max and Natalie. I tried my best. I gave the crazy guy too much time up front. That's my fault. You'll whine online and say it was censored. That's the way it is. I'm sorry. Get Natalie and Max's name and number, your first name. I'll take calls again tomorrow. Don't let me forget we take calls tomorrow. Don't let me forget to take calls, and don't let me forget to call Natalie and Max back if they want. We'll put them at the front of the line. If not, love you. Appreciate you. All right, we're out of time. We are doing God's work here, okay? I will never back down. I will never sell out. It's impossible, but I could give out. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayer. I need your support. Plus, we have great products you need. Nitric Boost, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars MD line. All the great gummies, all the great CBD. It's the best, lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com. And my dad's company, who's a huge sponsor, and if they shut this down, they'll be a key sponsor at the new operation. You need to go to drjonesnaturals.com and get great products there, like Next Level Financial Energy, all the nanosilver products, and more. drjonesnaturals.com. All right, great job of the crew putting up with me today. Everybody else, we love you. We appreciate you. Owen Schroyer takes over now. If it's on your local station, support them. You can find Owen at infowars.com/show and band.video. All right, and then 8 a.m. tomorrow, Harrison Smith, the American Journal, knocks out of the park as well. And then, Lord willing, I will return with Dr. a bunch of experts, Dr. David Martin and others, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.